In the name of Jesus, we can have our seats. Thank you, Lord. Before you have this, just go and shake people. Shake yourselves. I said, welcome to meeting. We shake and we hug. No, this one. Hallelujah. How come 24/7 interest next? I don't understand. Is it, you guys planted? Favor, welcome. I'm welcome. Stand up, Samuel. God bless you guys. Let's just have our seats. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. See, I'm born of God. I'm full of God's Spirit. Full of God's ability. Hallelujah. I am all that God says I am. You see, that's what Christianity is. Praise Jesus. Christianity is coming into the fullness of who God has called us. It is apocalypse. That is the manifestation of sons. You see, the manifestation of sons will not happen just when we put on our new body. Let me just go to the front here now. It will be better. Praise Jesus. What did I say? It will not happen when we do what? When we put on our new body. That's not just the manifestation of sons. Right now, we manifest the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, we are like, the Bible said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. We carry charges of light inside of us, the presence of God. No, I was saying that we should rejoice and thank the Lord. I was saying that there is the believer forever forgiving. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's something to be happy about. I mean, we are forever forgiving. Forever forgiven, meaning that we are forever righteous, meaning that forever we have the power and the ability of God. You see, today we're going to be having a little bit stretch. Here in grace prep, we must be. Is everybody here in grace prep? You're already used to stretch. Hallelujah. Down to stretch missions, stretch prayer meetings, stretch what it is. Now, we're not doing all these stretch meetings because we want to do them that, like, we're not writing that we need stretch meetings. Praise God. If that is the reason why we are stupid people now, praise God. We're doing it because that's how. That is the apostolic way. Praise God. You cannot just. There's some certain things that. There's some certain classes that we need to sit down. Be getting. You know, sometimes you're not getting K11 or K11. So you need to sit down. Say, I must understand this course. Just like a secondary school financial accounting. Today, I don't see understand that course. That's why I refuse to enter commercial class. Praise God. Because we skip classes. Hallelujah. We kept jumping the fence. Hallelujah. But praise God. Say, I will not jump the fence. I'll not jump classes. Hallelujah. You know, because let's go to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Today we're going to be looking at God's word, success in God. That is how to achieve success. You see, there are many success seminars out there. So the believer needs to know what success really is, according to the wisdom and the rules of God. I mean, today we have success seminar, SSS. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This is the 1 verse 8, he said something. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall do what? But you shall meditate upon it what? Day and what? Night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Sister, I want you to hold the microphone. You'll be helping me read scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let's go. Joshua 1:8. Let's quote it, everybody. This book of the law shall not what? Shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall do what? Shall meditate upon it what? Day and night. That you may be able to do what? Observe all that therein. Yes. And you shall be what? And you shall be prosperous and have what? Good success. Now, okay, let's look up. Let's go now. The book of the law shall not do what? Shall not depart from thy mouth, but it shall be taste of his what? Therein, day and night, that you may observe to do all that is therein. And you shall do what? You shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. You know, I was looking at the Chinese church like this morning. Somebody was saying something about them, the church in China, about how they had memorized passages of scriptures. Because the pastor said, if they find you with scriptures in China, they will arrest you and they will tear the manuscripts. And when they say they will arrest you for maybe 3 years. You know what it means to be in prison for 3 years? Just because you are reading the Bible, this free Bible that we are reading here. Then they will arrest you for 3 years. Praise Jesus. Oh God. So, the lady said something that, of course, they are arrested her so many times. And that's why she knew so many scriptures offhand. But she said, if they are able to tear the manuscripts in paper, at least they cannot tear the one in her heart. See mindset. They cannot tear the one in her heart. She has been they have to tear the heart for it to go. And she said, even though they tear the heart, it cannot go because where the word is going to is not in the heart, it's in the spirit. So even though this mortal body perishes, presence with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, Lord Jesus. So this is saying, the book of the law shall not depart from what from our mouth. That means the best way to memorize scriptures is by speaking scriptures. Now, this scripture, I've been quoting this scripture since I was in primary school, from Sunday school to we entered secondary school, we entered university, we still quoting this scripture. But the Lord shall not depart from my mouth, but shall meditate on it day and night. So the reason why we are meditating on the word day and night is so that we may be able to observe to do all that is there, all that is written there, right? That means the Bible was saying something about how they carry the Ten Commandments during the Old Testament. And they hold it as a plague. Some of them put it around their neck. You see the Ten Commandments, they write it in Hebrew or in Aramaic, whether it's do not lie, do not steal, and all that. Now, in the New Testament, the Lord says, you're not going to walk like that. Because I'm going to put my law in the depth of your heart. That you will know me, all shall know me, all shall walk in my ways, because all shall know me, because I will put my word in your heart. Now, here he's not saying that even though they had the law written over their neck, some of them, the priests on their forehead, they still had to meditate scriptures, to have scriptures put into their hearts, because they understood one thing, that scriptures will not come alive until it has become part and parcel of your spirit, that is not able to jump out from you. A particular man of God was saying something about how he fell down, either he fell down or he shot him, I think he fell down, so, and he said he broke his bones. So during the hospital, they were trying to, when he was in the hospital, that's Archbishop, they were trying to mend his bones. And then he went, just another told him about how many bones he has lost that they are going to be broken. Then he said something, the scripture just came alive in his heart, that none of Jesus' bones was broken. Hallelujah, you see that? This scripture just came alive, that none of Jesus' bones were broken. He just came down from the hospital and left everything intact. That's revelation light. Why? Because scriptures has entered his heart. You see, when we keep on confessing things in grace, like Jesus is in my boat, nothing missing, nothing broken, we're not kidding. That as we keep mounting the word of God, we will see the result of the word. So the way result has been designed in the word of God, the way we see result by the word of God is by giving the word of God voice. The Bible says something concerning the angels of God, Psalm speaking. It said, who hearkens to the voice of his word? That means even angels hearken to the voice of his word. That means angels hearken to when we put God's word in our mouths. So the best way to see the result of God's word is by how? It's by giving his voice. Somebody said something, she said a report in Grace Drive, said that she lost her phone. That she gave me miracles, but that's the one that really excited me. Not her phone, her bag. And it had money inside. And she left the bed. She even entered bus and left. And realized that the bag was no longer there. So she just remembered nothing missing, nothing broken appeared. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, why? Because that has become revelation. The same thing happened to me when I went to Paracons. This Paracons mission I went to, I forgot my bag, my daughter, every single thing inside the tricycle. You know that moment now, when you stop and tricycle moves, and you, that's the first time in that place. You have to know that God can do anything at any time, at anywhere. Hallelujah. You must have that consciousness. Glory to God. That we just praise God and thank God it came back to us. I did not say we went to it though. I said it came back to us. Glory to Jesus. Say God is awesome. What God cannot do does not exist. Hallelujah. You know what I said? What God cannot do does not exist. So next time you see issues, check this. Next time you see issues, just keep meditating upon that, that what God cannot do does not do what? Does not exist. That gives you the proper consciousness to face life. You see, God has put us, we must understand that God has put us. All these things I'm saying, I play games, so anything I'm not able to touch, I will have touched it. God has put us in the play game. That means it is not God in the play game. God entered rest when he made the new man in Christ. That was the ideal rest of God. That's when God actually rested upon him. Because the prophet Isaiah said, behold, I will walk a walk, a quick walk shall I do. He said, and I will cut it off in righteousness. Meaning that the walk of righteousness was a walk. Glory to God. But Genesis 1 said, God rested. Isaiah 53, he said, prophet was not saying something. He said, who has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? That means the arm of the Lord meaning his strength. That means the Lord's strength did something. So we actually see that when God actually came into rest was the man in Christ, when the man in Christ was formed. So the man in Christ now is the one in the play. The man in Christ is the one taking the sword. The man in Christ is the one walking things. God has rested in the man in Christ to begin to play victory through him. Hallelujah. You see, that's why when we are waiting for God to do something, God will never do something. Praise Jesus. The picture is that we are receiving from what he has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you get it? So the picture is that we are receiving from what Jesus has done, from what God has done in Christ. So we are the ones in the play game. Hallelujah. What did I say? We are the ones in the play game. So back to Joshua 1 verse 8. It says, the book of the Lord shall not depart from the what? From your mouth. Go to Psalms 1. Let me continue that just one. He said, the book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it daily, day and night, that thou may also have to do all that there is in, and you'll be prosperous, and you'll have good success. Meaning that there is good success, and there is success that is not good. The Bible says something about God, that he's the one that giveth, and he addeth no sorrow. That means if we get things God's way, that means if we want to get things from God, we must do it God's way. And if it is God, means that it's eternal. It has eternal value. That means whatsoever God will be calling sources must have what? Eternal value. Because what God gives is eternal. That means if God is promising us that I will give you sources, I will make you successful, meaning that he will make us successful eternally. It's not just end in this material world. It will be eternal. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does it mean? What? It will be eternal. Just confess after me. Say, I hear the word. I'm giving the ear of the word. I'm strengthened with full stamina. Let's go to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Remember, I said something. There is good success. And if God is promising us success, we must do it his way. That's what Joshua 1:8 said. We shall meditate on the word. That is the way of God is his word. Abi? Let's go. Psalms 1. Let's start with verse 1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, mm-hmm. nor standeth in the way of sinners, mm-hmm. nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in his law.
Wait. Praise God. Now, can you read that again for verse 1? Blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night.
Praise God. Do you see that word again? Meditate day and night. Do you see that word again? So can you buy water? Bottle water, like three filter. Praise God. Do you see that? On his law does he do what? On his law does he do what? Meditate what? Let's focus. Meditate what? Day and what? Day and night. Blessed is the man who does not sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of his Lord. That means this man delights in God's word. This man delights in listening to the word. You know, a lot of people say things like, I want to do the word of God, I want to do the word of God, I want to do the word of God. Doing the word of God cannot come before hearing the word of God. Actually, to do the word is to hear the word. Glory to God. So that's what we are doing right now, is doing the word of God. Because the Bible says, do not forsake the gathering word of the brethren. Meditate on the word day and night. Now, you know when people say, don't be hearers only, be doers of the word. Be doers of the word. Actually, the doer of the word is the hearer of the word. Now, if you read the book of James properly, the Bible records something. James records something that the word is like a mirror that mirrors us who we are, right? That mirrors Christ. Remember, the word is Christ, and as he is, so are we. So the word mirrors our identity, our identification, our reality. So James is saying that the person that does not do the word is the person that forgets the manner of man that he saw. Hallelujah. He forgot the manner of man that he did what? That he saw. So James was saying that the way you do the word is to carry the mirror everywhere. Hallelujah. So to do the word is to carry the word. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Are we getting it? So the doing of the word is the hearing of the word. Because in the New Testament, we are wired to live inside out. Glory to Jesus. So when we get the word into our spirit, the word begins to live through us. Titus chapter 2. The grace of our Lord Jesus that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny all form of what? Of godliness. That is, it's the grace of God that teaches us to deny what? All of godliness. All form of ungodliness. Meaning that if I want to deny all form of ungodliness, what do I do? I will learn the grace of God. Acts chapter 20, when Paul was speaking to the Ephesian church, and he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his words, of his grace. Verse 32 of Acts 20. Then he now says something in Hebrews, the writer says something in Hebrews, that your heart should not be what? Should not be stayed on meat, referring to law, but that your heart should be established on the word of his word, of his grace. So meaning that the grace is his word. Remember John 1:17, and grace and truth came by who? By Jesus Christ. So the way the grace of God, the way the grace of God empowers us to deny all form of ungodliness is that we learn it. So when people say, sir, you are teaching grace message too much, you are teaching grace too much, they don't understand that grace is the power of God over sin. That's why the Bible records in Romans chapter 6 that sin shall no longer have dominion over you, because you are not under the law, but under what? Grace. That means you are no longer taught ways, you are no longer taught do and don't, but you are taught the word of his grace. That means if I want to do right, if I want to do righteousness, if I want to reflect my nature as a believer, the best way is to look at my nature. Are you following me? The best way will be to do what? To look at my what? At my nature. That means I went ahead and I beat up somebody. And I know I'm not supposed to beat up somebody. Remember, I was singing Psalms 1. Hallelujah. I know I'm not supposed to do what? Beat up somebody, and I do that. And then suppose then you now say, I am the righteousness of God. That why you say that kind of thing? It's only to cry before God and ask him, Lord, oh sinner I am. Once you do that, oh sinner I am, you have accepted the sin. You have accepted the sin to replicate it again. So the way we carry the mirror is to say it. Because we know that it's not a physical mirror that we are carrying. That means the way to carry the mirror is to say what is in the mirror. That's the way to do the word. So I see the sickness in my body. I see the symptoms. Sorry, I cannot see sickness. A believer cannot see sickness in his body. So you see the symptoms coming. So you don't say, I have malaria. You don't say, I have COVID. No, you don't say, I have sickness. You don't say, I am addicted to lying. No. You look at the mirror again. You begin to do the word because you take delight in the word. Day and night do you meditate on it. Then you begin to say things like, I'm a truthful person. Life is at work in my members. If Christ be my head, his body can't be sick. If Christ be my head, his body cannot be in sin. Because if Christ be in righteousness and I am his body, mean that I also partake of his righteousness. So when we say we are the righteousness of God, that's how we do not complete that statement. So people don't complete it. I am the righteousness of God. No, that's not the end. The Bible says we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says, you will be like a tree planted in the midst of many waters that bears its fruit in its season. That means there is a harvest time. We'll get there. That means there is a harvest time. There is a season. When the Bible records in the time of Noah, it says, now there shall be seed and harvest time. There shall be sowing and reaping time. It was showing to us a reality that there is seasons in life. Is this season that we have come to discuss about today in God's word, success in God? That there's a way you will walk with God, you will reap something, and that thing you will reap is God's success. That whereby your trees will ever be afresh and anew. Why is that, guys? Is David speaking to remember? And we see that in the lifestyle of David, David was not always living up. Sometimes David was depressed. Sometimes he even cried and said, oh God, in what form I am. But there is something David always kept doing. He will set his eyes upon the hill, from whence cometh his help, and he will begin to declare. David will talk about how his enemies are chasing after him. Then he will say, oh my Lord, you have delivered me from them all. He was still in the problem, but he was doing the word. Because he understood that day and night I will do the word. Wherever I am, I will do the word. Wherever I am, whatsoever situation I am, I will do the word. So, doing the word is seeing the word. Doing the word is speaking the word. Joshua 5:6 said something, the later part of Joshua 5:6. He said, about that, I will put you in the land of milk and what? And honey. The land of what? Land of milk and what? And honey. Now, what is the land of milk and honey? Colossians 3:3 said something. Colossians 3:3 said something. He said, my life is hid in Christ. And Christ in what? In God. The land of milk and honey is in Christ. You know what I said? What I said? In Christ. If any man be what? In Christ. He is a what? He is a new creature. So, that land of milk and honey is the location called in Christ. Now, let me push our memory a little. We can remember the 12 years against Pharaoh and the Egyptians. It was about 12 years now. Like, what I mean 12? I mean 12 afflictions. It was 12 now. 12 was the last one. The last one was the killing of the firstborns. Now, do you realize that there was a place called Goshen? That was the place that Pharaoh gave Joseph and his parents. When they came back, Joseph, his dad, and his siblings, and their grandchildren. So, Israel, as it we are in Goshen. Israel, for instance, we are in Benin City. Benin is where? Benin is Nigeria, right? Uh-huh. So, it was like that. But you know that Goshen was in Egypt? And when the first strike came against Egypt, do you know it also affected Goshen? Read your Bible when you go home. It affected Goshen. The second one came. It still affected them. It was about the third or fourth one when locust was about to come that their eyes not clear. Everything they saw, they will die. The Bible records that as those afflictions fell on Egypt, nothing happened to the people in Goshen. Fourth one happened, nothing happened in Goshen. Fifth one happened in Egypt, nothing in Goshen. Sixth one happened, nothing happened in Goshen. Then they began to know that there are two different kinds of people. Hallelujah. So they began to notice that there are some men that things don't affect. Glory to God. Why? Because they were in a location. When the killing of the firstborns was to happen, Moses came and said, for your deliverance, put blood on your what? Doorpost. Signifying that whosoever is in Christ, death has passed over him. That is the significance of what it is called, or what is called Passover. Meaning that the land of milk and honey that the believer is in is the land called what? In Christ. So that's why Jesus was praying in John 17 and said, they are in this world, but not of this world. That means the things that happen to people in this world are not supposed to happen to us. Because even though we are in this world, we don't operate from the same kingdom and system of this world. We're talking about God word though. God word. Meaning, what you mean by God word is God conscious, God focused. When you say somebody is forward, he's not looking around what is happening, he's just a forward person. He's
who wants to be rich? Jesus Christ, come for people. People don't want to be rich. I want to marry you want to marry a poor rich and husband. Do you want that? No. So who wants to be rich? I'm serious. I'm asking you this. Reverend, do you want to be rich?
Definitely, I am scattered. Thank you so good.
Praise God. After this meeting, we will know. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I was saying something. How can we access these true riches? You know, for instance, like if you want to be rich in this world, what will you do? You'll be hardworking, right? You are very hardworking now. I've discovered something in wealth creation, physically. You can never make money the way you should. You want to make money if you're not hardworking. Praise God. See a man that is diligent, right? He will sit with what? He sit with kings. Let no man think that he wants to eat if he does not do what? He does not work. That is Bible, right? That means we get things physically on the normal way. You have to work. You have to work. You have to have something to do. He that steals, he should steal no more, but rather find something so that he can have and have to give. Hallelujah. Now, meaning that if you want to get true riches, if you want to get material riches, you do what? You work. If not, you do what? You will steal. You want to eat fried rice now? What will you do? You said you go and buy fried rice, right? Another you buy, what will you do? You cook it, right? That's work now, Abby. You do something to get something. That's not just only the system of the world, though. That's the system of God also. Now, there's something God calls true riches. True riches, eternal riches. That means you must do something to get that one also, Abby. That one is not eternal salvation, no. Oh God, hallelujah. Now what I want to talk about now, you know, I started talking about salvation, how we are blessed, everything is by grace, simple. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But when it comes to these true riches, whereby God begins to reward men, God also as a father rewards men, he rewards us. There is something we must do. It is called service unto God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. It's what? Service unto what? Unto God. What did I say? Service unto God. Now, the way I'm teaching it as A, B, C, D. That after this class, I'm telling the truth by God. After this Sunday school class, you will not fail in life.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, not joke. You will have 100% pass mark. You will not fail. There's a level you get in. After these things, you will know. You know some people don't know when they are failing. Koraba has seen Bahasis. You know, someone was telling me that. I told him, stop doing this thing that you're doing. This thing that you're doing, other people did it and failed. The guy said, no. Then let me trust him that he will do it, he will succeed. Yeah. What other people did and failed? You boldly said that you will do that and you will succeed. I think you must be very high minded. Like you are very high minded. Very high. Very high minded. Okay. You know what some people say? Sir, the best time to read your book in the University of Benin is a night after, a night before the exam. Please, no talking. A night before the exam. So you tell them, no, when you come back from class, it is normal, read your books. They say, no, how will we read our books? We will read our books. You see, now you see. Everyone has said, CD, very simple course. What is the CD? We don't read it in night. That's how they deceived us. We don't read it in night. Everybody gets A in CD. This kind of course is that one? Everybody, but the textbook is big. How come everybody's getting A and everybody's reading it the night before the exam? But if you failed to go and ask them, let me see your result. Do you know that everybody that comes out of first class in your class, they're the ones that do night class? Or they're the ones that people are always insulting, jack-o fights. Why is it not just one day to call Mumu in the class that you always get first class? No, why? Why is it those that are always close to course advisors, always reading their books, they always come out with first class, and a seat for lecturing job? Meaning that there is a way to get that thing. If you will get the way, you will get the thing. If you get the way, you will get the price. That is, things don't fall on people. People do things for them to grow into things. Hallelujah. That means there is process, right? People grow into things. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. That means there are rules of life. Even in this kingdom, there are rules of life. In walking with God, there are rules of life. In this life, life will always bring to us tests and examinations. To test and prove the things that we have believed in or that we say we have believed in. I always tell people, Genesis chapter 15, when God wanted to encode, test Abraham, it was a test of what Abraham already said to God that he believed, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So it was time for him to put his faith to prove. So he had the voice of the Lord saying, go and sacrifice your only son. So God wanted to know if Abraham actually understood his word when he said that it is that Isaac, not another person, it is that Isaac that will be the one that will be the promised child. God did not say Ishmael will be. God said Isaac will be the promised child. So when Abraham was carrying Isaac to go slaughter him on the altar of sacrifice, it meant that Abraham knew something, that God had raising power. So Abraham passed that test. Hallelujah. He passed the test of God has resurrecting power. So I've been confessing nothing missing, nothing broken. Then all of a sudden you left your phone here and you went and then you came back, you did not see it. And so that's the test for it. So we're like, nothing missing, nothing broken. But my phone doesn't let. And they begin to complain. Once you just begin to complain, like, oh God, Nigeria safe, always is this. You will never get it back. You just failed. You will buy another phone. And the more you keep on confessing that nothing is broken, you are setting up yourself for another test and trial. Because God's word must be proved. Because as I've always said, faith is not theology, faith is an experience. Hallelujah. Faith is more than a theology. Faith is an experience. Faith is when you put something into action. Glory to Jesus. So you have to pray, sickness can't touch my body. Say, no. Whoa, glory to God. I'm living in true riches of God. Hallelujah. I'm a rich man. Nobody has come to say I'm a rich man in Christ. What it actually means is that you are generous in giving. And then the million hits your account. Boom. And they're like, time to get married. Okay, I will just give my pastor 10,000 naira for this 1 million. So you not look at that, you not do anything. And you're like, just money. You know what I'm saying? I give my 100,000 seed. Woo! I give my 100,000 seed. Glory to God. I give my first 1 million seed because you are listening to Colin. I give my 1 million seed. Woo! Glory! My 1 million seed. Then it comes. Do you know how many of Connor's guys, do you know how they give their first 100,000 seeds? Let me tell you, they saved it. You are saving 10,000 every month and accumulated it to 100K and gave. That's how they gave, most of them that I know. That's how they give. Glory to Jesus. So you see, when that test and examination comes, it will not try to test and prove to us whether in the day of adversity
whether our strength actually is actually strong or if it's weak. Pastor T, I will follow you for life. Peter talking to John, the son to Jesus. Jesus, I can never betray you. Jesus, look at my face. And Jesus is telling him, I'm the master and Lord of all. I said you will betray me. He said, no, never if you said. Jesus, don't say that again. You are getting me offended now. I don't like that. He's only angry. I remember somebody telling me that, sir, for what the life, sir, when this thing, when this, sir, even though it dies, we die. And the last year, scandal, but as he raped 10 girls. Ha! No, even that comes from 90 to more, it cannot happen. And then, ha! I've been suspecting him. You get, I've been, the way Bonotti walks around with many girls, I've been suspecting that thing. There's someone that, you know, they always have backup. But yes, the way Bonotti was tying her scarf that day, I was saying, I saw something. I sensed it. So when they now discover that the news is a rumor, they will change again. Same people, do you know when I went to pray, God was telling me, he's not doing this. I'm telling you, no jokes. That has made her. That like you don't know between the people that are actually praying and people that don't. A man that is given to the world, not the first thing we do, when he hears scary news, he will go on his knees. He will do prayers first. And then, because in the place of prayer, you will never hear God say, walk in hatred. Never. God will never say that about any man in his life. Even though the man kills a man, God will never say, walk in hate concerning that man. God may tell you, this person said, you get, or walk in love from afar. But God will always say, walk in love. He will never push you to quarrel. That's why people don't quarrel with Nami papers. If you don't pray more than me, no, I pray more than you. God forbid. Have you seen anybody argue that kind of thing? Because quarreling is not in spiritual matters. It's in physical things that people quarrel about. It's in trying to get fame that people quarrel about. Not in other things. Tell me, when have you had, oh my, fast more than you? Then I say, no, you don't fast for me, go for me. No. Should that be like, I leave the fast for you? Fast more. Glory to Jesus. So I said, there's a way to get true riches. That way to get true riches is in service to God. And we serve God in three ways. Hallelujah.
You know, my pastor Babel, he always says this thing. Says this thing in church. But it didn't always click in my head. It was when I was studying for this meeting that I realized it. That guy, so this one, Papi has been saying since. Hallelujah. Not before I came for this meeting, I studied for days. He said, I've been tearing the manuscripts. I'll write, I'll not tear it, I'll not delete it. I was praying earnestly, looking for the best things to say. Because that's how we are as ministers of Christ. We must be that intentional about bringing God's food to God's children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number one, let's go to Romans 12, verse 1. Service to God. How can I access these riches? How can I access these riches? Romans 12, 1. Romans 12, 1. Romans 12, 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Please help me read somebody. Romans 12, 1.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
Another person, open Ephesians 6:7.
That he presents your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Somebody else, open Ephesians 6:7. Read that sentence again. Read it again.
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Hallelujah. Did he say present your spirit? Did he say present your spirit? What did he say? Present your what? Your body. Meaning about what? That is, what we do in this body is to glorify God. Hallelujah. That what we do in this body should be holy. Our mouth does not wake up every day and say, my mouth is not meant to curse. My eyes is not meant to consider evil. My ears is not meant to consider evil. My mouth is not meant for gossip. My hands are not meant to fight. They are meant to bless and to bless alone. My eyes only consider the goodness of God. My mouth only speaks of the goodness of God. So doing that is our reasonable service unto the Lord. That our body, we are presenting our full body as
a service unto the Lord. That is, you know, there is something as actually giving our lives to Jesus. It's not salvation. That is talking about service. Salvation speaks about receiving the life of Jesus, receiving the life of God. But when it comes about our work and service as believers, we must understand surrender to Jesus. We must understand surrendering our lives unto what? Unto God. Ephesians 6:7. Let me read it. Ephesians 6:7.
It's good.
Ephesians 6:7.
With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
Read the previous verse. The previous verse was talking about masters, right?
And not with eye service, as yes. Men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
Can you see that? So in anything that we find ourselves doing, in any place that we find ourselves as believers, we must understand that everything is all to the world. Is unto the Lord. Whether we eat, whether we walk, whether we sleep, whatsoever we do it not via eye service, knowing that the Lord watches us. Taking a cue from Joseph, that's how Joseph lived his life, even in slavery. You know, normally if it was some of us, we'd just be like, okay, God was watching when all these things is happening to me, and I did nothing. I was faithful to the Lord, but the Lord decided that. Just because I did not sleep with Potiphar's wife. See what happened. God sealed. God why? So they will go into the prison. If they just give them small assets. You know those people that say they are doing Yahoo because the white people, they plundered our fathers. No, that's the excuse. That we need to plunder them back. Because you know, the devil will always supply you the excuse for you to do something. Why are you walking the way you are walking? He says, no, you don't need to be faithful in your work. No. It's not a heaven. It's not heaven's kingdom. But you cannot do your personal business like that. But you do another man's business like that. Glory to Jesus. So that's number one, service to the Lord. Now, that's number one. Remember I said I'm going to say three things. Then number two, Romans 15:31. Romans 15:31. It said, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints. Now, yes, talking about the service of ministering the gospel. Hallelujah. The service of what? Of ministering the gospel. That is the service of what? Preaching the gospel. Somebody should go to 2 Corinthians 9:12. 2 Corinthians 9:12. The service of what? Preaching the gospel. We must have the service of preaching the gospel. Remember, I'll talk about how to access through riches. Number one, our bodies presented unto the Lord, our preaching of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 9:12, somebody read. 2 Corinthians 9:12.
For the administration of this service not only supplied the wants of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed objection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution of
the
saints unto all men.
Do you see that? So the third service unto the Lord is what? Liberality. Paul was speaking concerning the Macedonian church, and he said that even in their deep poverty, they yet communicated in giving and receiving. That means even when it seems as though they did not have, they communicated in what? In giving and receiving. That means if a believer lacks these three things, he has no riches with God. A believer that is not living, number one, is not living in contentment, that he does not consider, it's like, no, you will miss this when you begin to think, this is my life, let me get them. They tell you things like, why are you doing like this? You say, is it your life? It's my life. Someone that says that is either not a believer or he lacks proper teaching of who a believer is. Because the life that we live, Paul the Apostle said, is not mine. Do you know that in those old days when this Bible was being shared, there's a particular man that he was free. He sold all he had and he sold himself as a slave so that slave masters can take him to another land so he can preach the gospel. Who does that kind of thing now? Imagine it's this generation. Imagine Paul the Apostle Was that your brother that is going to that particular church? That they say shout, para, para, para. They will not change on Bidivia song to gospel music. They will not be dancing. They will not be dancing itigi in church. Not before it was itigi, they say dance in church. Now they will not dance. I forgot, I don't know what that dance is now. I don't know. What is this called? That Malian dance. Uh-huh. Imagine, like, okay. Imagine that is Apostle Paul. Do you think Christianity will still be surviving now? You know, that somebody that was free sold himself, sold all he had, and sold himself into slavery so that he would just go and preach to God, because you know that he cannot go there by himself. So he needed to be. Jesus Christ. Those are men that understood that this life I live is no longer mine. But they must say, whether in chains, whether out of chains or in bonds, that God may be glorified. That means God is glorified through me, whether I be in prison or out of prison. They were able to come to that place that this life I live is not mine. Nobody comes into that kind of consciousness except by teaching. That's why a church, a local church that lacks a teaching ministry should not be attended. It's not a joke. Should not be attended. Should not be given here to. Doggedness is only built by indoctrination. We went to Orem this year for a mission work. Rev, you are around now. I'm not sure if you have come that afternoon. I forgot who I was with. I think I was with Brother Joshua. So we went to this particular place to secure a venue for our evening crusade. Then the man said, the lady there said that they can't give us. Said why? Said they are Jehovah's Witness. I said, ah. So what is there? For us to just use this place. It's a free space. Say no. That they are Jehovah's Witness, that we can't use their space. Those men has been, they have been indoctrinated. They are not staying in that their kingdom hall for nothing, for hours. What do you think they are doing there? That will make somebody, he's dying, we refuse to receive blood from his spouse. That is indoctrination. It's not praise and worship that gives that. It's not everybody who is okay. No, they know. Those one bishop, Laba has to give the hard ears. It is indoctrination, though. That's why Paul the Apostle did not sing throughout the night. It was not an all-night music concert. Jesus never held a music concert in all his ministry. In all his years of ministry. Neither did Paul the Apostle. The only thing they did was, after they had heard the word, spiritual songs was better. Oh, God can do all things. Yes, I know my God can do all things. Somebody has been saying that the song is dry. There's no keyboard. It's dry. You see, that's why your destiny is dry. You see, praise God. Again, that's why people's destiny is dry. Because everything you said is now boring to them. But not some people's tongues is boring. Well, that's because for us to come all through another vision. So what is that? Give me something more. Please welcome. Again, give me something more. I need something more. I need something to be revved up. So tongues cannot rev you up. So service to the Lord, first of all, it's talking about we must give ourselves wholeheartedly, right? We must realize that this life that we live is no longer ours, but it is God, right? But are there some believers that are living as though there is no God? Of course, there are believers that you know, you even have them around. Praise Jesus. Number two, preaching the gospel. Are there believers that don't preach the gospel? Of course. There are believers that don't preach the gospel. That is the Lord. Number three, giving to be being liberal. Are there believers that are not liberal? Of course. Meaning that believers still fall into this three category fully well, meaning they have no riches with God. That's what the Bible Jesus was speaking about when he said that about the rich fool that thought that he could harness all, take all. He was laying in store for who? You know what the man was doing? The man was just laying in store so he could go back and look. You know, people that have that, they say, I really like a lot of cars. Nobody really likes a lot of cars. It's just greed and covetousness. Because that's the one to make you to have 50 cars and other people actually don't have around you, meaning that you have a problem. There's no two ways about it. Why would I have 5 cars and the people that I call beloved friends don't have at all? They are still trekking. That is not the believer's way. There's somebody that says be hard working. Who told you not to work? No, now you genuinely know that this person is a hard working person. This person actually works. But you know, family background, you understand now. family background. There are some, right now, we know that some people are not helped. They have no helper. Like, apart from the Holy Ghost, there is no helper. We know some certain believers like that, that they don't have, like, they don't have a background. In short, these are the people are saying, don't let your background put your back. So they don't have. They don't have. For you, you have more than enough. I remember doing NYC. Some people's parents still give them money. You understand? Their parents are still giving them money in NYC. School is still paying them. Government is still paying them. Three sources of income. Then they see a particular brother there. The only person that is paying him is just perhaps government, that nonsense change. And then maybe the school, so maybe the school just pay 3K, 5K. That means this person can go sometimes without food. But you're like, ah, that person does not save well, does not save well, does not know how to save, does not know how to invest. So true riches, getting true riches of God that we have seen, must be in what? In service to what? In service to God. And this is how we render service to God. Living a life of godliness, number one. Number two, as I said, I'm emphasizing it. Preaching the gospel. And number three, being Libra to all men. Glory to Jesus. See, I'm Libra. That one is too important. You know, in the early church, nobody knew that anybody was lacking. Because everybody gave. Everybody gave. So nobody knew that one was lacking. I remember the way we were doing a Ecclesiastic church. Zeke and all those guys. We never knew that anybody was lacking. People kept, we were feeding, like, I was telling Pastor Jeff, like, consistently, like, a family of 7, 8. Why? Because even though it's granatory, this one can bring, this one can bring. Everybody was acting. So there was no inefficiency, like, there was no loophole. Do you understand? That the body of Christ must be like, glory to Jesus. I wrote something here that God has a business and God has a target market. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 2, verse 46 to 49. Luke chapter 2, verse 46 to 49. God has a business. If we are to achieve God's success, we must be in God's business. What did I say? If we must achieve what? Success. We must be in God's business. Remember, this meeting is God's word. Success in God. How can I achieve true success? What am I doing? If I do this thing, will I know that I have success? Hallelujah. Kaban the Holy Spirit of our hearts. Oh, Rati Gosus. Who's there? Luke chapter 2. Just let me read. If you are there, Luke chapter 2, 46 to 49. Okay, I think I'm there already. He said, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Verse 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why art thou dead with us thus? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee so. And Jesus answered and said, how is it that ye sought me? Wish not that I must be about my father's business. Now, Jesus was speaking that the father's business is learning the word. Hallelujah. So, the business of God is what? Learning the word. Jesus said something, John 9, verse 1 to 7. He said, I must walk the walk of the one that has sent me. And the walk of the one that has sent me, he referred to laying hands on the sick, healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So, the Father's business is the learning and the propagating of the gospel. Someone that is not learning cannot propagate the gospel. That is why we have a local church. The local church is a place, it's a location where the Father's business is land. I wrote something here that the commodity in God's business is Christ. The target market is the whole world, and the location address is the local church. Hallelujah. You understand? Now, in every business, there is a good, a service, a value that the person is selling. There's also a target market, right? They'll be like, okay, I want to sell gown. So we know that the target market is obviously for girls, not for guys. I don't know how a guy will be selling gown. He will start that as a business. I don't get it. I think maybe he has Maybe he'll be the one to be modeling it. Hallelujah. Again, so if someone wants to start a business, he must have a commodity, right? And he must have who his target market is, who is ahead. So the Father's business, the commodity, is the word of Christ, is the gospel message. And the target market is the whole world. Man and woman of all different kinds of tribe. And the house address where you can fight, where you say, okay, let me go and fight the commodity. You will find it in the local church. So imagine in the local church, when we go to the local church, and what the local church is teaching is 60 ways to make it in business. Forex class. Bitcoin master class. They will not slash the price. You know, 20k will not slash it to 5k. Free business seminar. Because we want our members to be kingdom financiers. Hardly anybody that said that thing that is a kingdom financier that ever preached the gospel. I've still not seen. I'm yet to see somebody that called himself a kingdom financier and is preaching the gospel now. Because remember I said, in service to God, those three things must be complete. You don't pick one. Hallelujah. The things of God is not you pick one, then you remain another one. In the business of God, as I said, what is number one service to God? Your what? Your life, right? Your body. Number two is what? Preaching the gospel. Number three is what? Giving, being liberal. One does not fail for the other one to stand. You cannot say, I don't preach the gospel, but I give to finance the gospel. You don't say, I don't give to finance the gospel, but I always that I preach. You know, some people in relationship, the only thing they give is their time. They say, the only thing me I can give is emotional, how do you say that again? Emotional support. I don't have financial support to give you. The only thing I have is emotional support. Financial support is actually emotional support. I don't understand. Is financial support not actually emotional support? Imagine you're telling a married man that what you can give him is emotional support. Oh, sorry, do it to be well. No. The one kid that you have that you can spare is a support to him. There are times I realize that, okay, I know that I can be sustained without cash by myself. Somebody asked me for money one time. All my money, I gave it out. Like all. Because I knew that that person without money can't survive. Me without money will survive for days and months. Praise Jesus. Because I'm not going to teach the person, use faith. You need to know faith. Glory to God. Is it luck that somebody learns faith? I don't understand. Is it nobody learns in adversity? Nobody prepares during the war. He prepares beforehand. So I'm very confident. If actually I actually believe in that thing I'm saying, use faith. Me that is saying it, why should I not use faith and give the person everything? Do you understand? You get it. That is love. So I actually know that, okay, me personally now, even though I give everything, I still have. So I give. Hallelujah. That is the mindset of the just. Glory to God. That is the man that is about his father's business. Remember how we started? So, the parents of Jesus were looking for Jesus. Where is he? Where is that guy? Where is that guy? Only for them to see him the third day. Not even later that evening, no. The third day. And when they see him, that is, he was learning the word from that day to then at the age of 12, at age 12. He recognized that he was about his father's business. He said, I must learn the word. Jesus taught the scriptures. Jesus saw prophecies about him in the holy scriptures. He was given the scriptures. Now, the Bible says he was contending with the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the law. That he was asking them questions. What does this one mean? What does this other one mean? The same people that you're going to be telling you know not the scripture. You believe it not. At age 12, he was asking them questions. He was asking teachers of the law. What does this mean? What did that mean? He was saying, I'm about my father's business. A man that must achieve true success in God must be about his father's business. And when we're about our father's business, I'm going to be saying some things now. Okay, number one, I wrote something here. The attitude of our service. That means in this our service towards God of maybe giving, preaching the gospel, living our lives for God. Let's go to Romans 12:11. The Bible says something. It says, be not slothful in what? In business. Be what? Fervently serving the Lord. Say, be not slothful in business. Be not slothful in business. Not talking about be not slothful in your trade. No, he's talking about the business of God. Say, be not slothful in business. Fervently serve the Lord. That is where we render service unto God, is through fervency, is through fire smoked passion. This is what I use. Fire smoked passion. Do you know there is something only God can give? There is something that you can only find in God. If you're finding God, you cannot find it somewhere else. Hallelujah. The problem of this world is God though. Sorry. I said the problem of this world is not having God. And we will see it in these later years. We already have started seeing it. Do you know how many people, as the last time I heard, last month ago, died to coronavirus? Those people are just talking rubbish. Coronavirus did not actually exist. It was just a plot. It was people are dying of coronavirus. They're saying it's just a plot. As the last time I had it, 2 months ago or so, 1 million people died on this earth to coronavirus. 1 million. 1 million. I can't do statistics. They're getting all over the world. You know what 1 million is? 1 million, not 100,000. 1 million is that when it enters your phone stops. Do you understand? And that is just paper. This is life. And not the funny thing, the people that died to malaria this year were more. Cannot be compared to the people that died to coronavirus. Malaria kills tens of thousands, running into millions every year in Africa. That thing called malaria. That's like bites you, mosquito bites you, and I'll shake you. That thing kills people. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There was something called Spanish flu, I think 1928 or so, that Jesus Christ alive. It ran into millions of lives that were lost. There is some certain things that only God can do. After the coronavirus, when the thing came down, those moments were saying things like, I just see anybody that experienced coronavirus. So in Greek tribe, we saw somebody that experienced the coronavirus and got healed the person. Some people experienced the coronavirus and they died. After the coronavirus, what happened? Another one that happened again, protest. I still know in the protest, people died. I was coming back from Port Harcourt when I met it. I had to trek. We trekked from, I think, first to make it. Just imagine that kind of trek. It was a holy trek. Trek with load. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. God saved us. Then another one came again, Benin City. That was, what do you call it, that? That court fight. Funnily, I was not there again. I don't know if we can see that. I was presently there when the gun battle was happening. And they wanted to come after us. But we know we have an arsenal. And that arsenal is called what? We put tongues in our mouth. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. The 9th Pastor T is God. Who not continue English? But I understand. So one thing, you must earnestly, passionately do the Father's business. Anybody that is not passionate about this Father's business is one thing. It's not yet priority. What you give excuse for is what is not yet priority to you. Do you understand? What is the truth? Let's be frank. Somebody that works in Nigeria kind of bank wakes up as early as 5 in the morning, sleeps as late as 10 in the night, Monday till on Friday, and sometimes goes to work to start the ATM on Saturdays. The only free time they have is on Sundays. But their family, they say, I must meet my target. You know how they say it? We must meet our target. So then they give them 10 million targets in a year, 100 million targets in a year. If you're not in marketing, that is worse. If you want, I want a particular job in Lagos at this group they call Gigi at Yaba. I have to quit the next 2 months. I was like, I've not even done evangelism like this. The kind of evangelism I was doing, the marketing I was doing. As I'm meeting the target, they're increasing another one. Your salary is based on targets that you meet. You know those kind of jobs that your salary is based on the. One day, my mom told me, you're not going to the job. I said, no. My manager called me. I refused to pick the call. I'm like, I said, no. I said, Mama, I'm not going to serve God like this. That's, I understand myself. Stay at home. You see, like, so what I'm trying to say is that people give relevance and passion to the thing that is priority to them because of what they stand to gain. Meaning that if we can capture in our hearts what we stand to gain in Christ Jesus, what true riches really are. I see something this morning. Let's check. You can, if we can understand what true riches are in Christ Jesus, we'll be passionate. Those are people who feel that, is it? Those are people who feel that church work is free work. Like, they will just go to church, that free thing. Like, we are, like, that kind of mindset of, we'll just do something free. Do you think you can do something free here? What you are learning here, what you are receiving here is eternal. It's beyond the temporal. The believer is more than a cat. It's more than a proverbial cat. He has more than nine lives. More. He can force it and replay. We'll get there. Glory to Jesus. See, I'm passionate about the gospel. I'm passionate about my Father's business. I'm passionate about the mission of God. Luke 16 verse 11. Let me just read it through the TPT version. Luke 16 verse 11. Oh, Rada Kashiba, Hala Jesus. Luke 16 verse 11. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just somebody give me an excuse. I left the cup of bitter today because he had harvest. And the harvest is like he carried planting unto the Lord. Do you understand? And then they will dance and jump. And then they will not eat rice. They will not eat beef. They will not eat beef. That's not what they to cut. They will not go for salad. They say, why is pastor? Why are you fasting? You're not holding stretch meat and fasting. It's not good. Then they shoot two of us. One die, one keep on going. They complain. They say, God is partial. If you have not handled the riches of this world with integrity, why should you be trusted with eternal treasures of the spiritual world? And if you have not been proving faith with what belongs to another attitude of service is faithfulness and integrity. So, whom much is given, much is expected of him. In our service to God, you know, this meeting is not like other meetings that we're speaking about. Because what this meeting is about our service to God. In our service to God, we must be faithful. We must have integrity. Some people say they have gotten 1,000 people saved, whereas it's 10. You know, in their mind, they actually work like this. I go 100 people saved this year. Actually, they go 11. Some people have been skillful to deceive themselves. I want the things of the Spirit. There is nothing I cannot know. Let's say, sir, please, can you just tell us where this thing got missing? Tell us. Sir, tell us. It's not like that. Things do not happen like that. They are processed to it. Liar. You see, people like that never access God's power. What I mean access God's power? I don't mean access like to get it. I mean access to express it. Sir, I'm powerful. I'm really powerful. Galatians 6 said, let every man judge himself according to his own work. Don't use another man's own work to judge yourself. That means competition is never a virtue in God's kingdom and will never be a virtue in God's kingdom. Because God has not placed you with another man to compete with. I'll be more than best in that. I'll be more than Pastor Peter. You are just being a fool in your mind. Glory to God. You must, in your service to God, be faithful. So I'm a giver. That's the truth. I am a giver. I'm someone that likes giving a lot. I give a lot. How much have you given since you started going to that church? See, you see that people stand they have, I gave it. And it's a lie. They did not even contribute 10 naira. You know, okay. Should I say this? Okay, let me say it. Somebody said something in Israel, like I was reading through the discipleship form. So the person was like, Pastor T, I really want light in Grace Tribe. There doesn't be light like in our Grace Tribe meeting. Like we want light. So I was that morning, I was not looking up like this base very like where then now where we are using base very like we really have like and since she wanted sound also like sometimes to crack my voice when we are watching that she just needed sound. Like wow, okay, sound, light. The other is money. Do you understand? Like this idea now is money. But sometimes we're like, as soon as immigration, we don't have to take offering. You get, it does not even pay anybody's heart. People just go like, wow, because he likes doing free things. And you get, the gospel is actually free. That's why we don't really take offering. Not because we don't take, I will pray and fast that God gives me the permission that I bend my heart to do so. But willingly to me, I will just do everything by myself. But thank God, God gave me men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Serve him, man. You know that in every organization, some people have to be dying for others to stand. Do you know? There are some people that will be dying for others to stand. Everybody is receiving rhapsody of realities for free. But there are people that are earnestly giving towards it. Glory to Jesus. So you're not looking at it, not to be sold, not to be sold, not to be sold. They are seeing Gideon Bible, not to be sold. You said you even pack it up, you just throw it and give, even non-believers. Not knowing that people are actually spending and being spent for that thing to go. It takes integrity in your heart to sit down and say, ah, these things are not in place. Let me try and see how I can put it in place. Even though I can't put it in place, I will gather people around. Not some people just feel because he's a rich person, so rich, anything he wants, he has them. Not that people look at the apostles, like anything they want, they don't have it. They have so much high faith there. They can say, 1 billion, come to me now, just come poop. Again, like that. If they say you should mention rich pastors, will you mention it? I said yes. See, you're wicked. Hallelujah. You said you were sinning. So I'm faithful.
I'm faithful.
You see, we must be faithful. Some of us were giving, like, we must be faithful in how we come to meetings. We must be faithful in how we say, okay, we say, we are having November dream. Okay, we did November dream. Some people did not grow. They don't go out to preach. We're not faithful in that. Do you know you will not grow in that expression of winning souls? But as you are faithful a little here, you'll be faithful much. Faithfulness makes you grow. Hallelujah. Don't forget faithfulness, integrity. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I want to talk about love. I want to be like Jesus. In my heart. Did you notice today? I don't see another song. I don't know if it means they want to be like Jesus in their heart. But I'm wondering. I'm not sure. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. And hold that which is evil, cleave to that which is what? Which is good. And it means that you should abhor what is evil. You should not like what is evil. You know some people. They love what is evil. They just love it. Pastor is suffering. Yeah, pastor suffers. So you will learn patience. Yes, like, yes. I will not mention the church. My home church. Like, I left the church many years ago. If you are close to me, you know the church. They believe that the way the pastor should be, that the pastor should be poor. So you will learn perseverance. In short, the way the church is that after you have gone to Bible school, they will not transfer you. They will do that. They just tell you, Go to, let me say in Lagos, now we speak about in Lagos. Go to Ajangbadi. If you know Ajangbadi in Lagos, go to Ajangbadi. See the name of Ajangbadi, she'll tell you that place is dead. Go to Ajangbadi and prove your ministry. Don't just say, go there. Not say that place, prove, go and prove your ministry. They will give you nothing. And they tell you, don't work as a pastor. As a pastor, don't work. They say, so they go and prove to us that you're able to prove yourself. One particular day, I went to my pastor's house. So during Christmas like this, during Christmas, the man you go there, I will carry stuff to go give my pastor. So I carry stuff to go as my normal thing to go give. I went to the house and discovered that they are not eating since morning. A church of over 100 people. The pastor on Christmas Day had not eaten since morning. Jesus Christ, I was shocked. When I gave him, I had to run back to the ground for them more. You know what I'm saying? I was even thinking what I was bringing. The pastor was like, see, just put it there. I'm already over full. When I went to go there, this man, his wife and his children are eating his money. And I went there. I was almost crying going back home with rage. No, the church member is the pastor. The back of the mind is, he's a pastor. Let him learn. Let him learn hardship. Let him stand strong with the Lord. Not the abundance which is evil. Praise God. Say, I walk in love. I walk in love. Verse 10. It says, be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. Meaning that love is the one that honors. That means when I look at a brother, I don't look down on him. Rather, I even prefer him than me. Mm-hmm. I prefer that this person goes well than even me. You know, there are some people after a quarrel, they want a thing to pain you. So they keep on saying this, They keep on acting up. When they're upset, it didn't pain you. Yeah, it didn't pain them less. Yeah. They win. Some people can relate. They win. Remember the Jesus. They win. Say, I used to be like that. I repent. Verse 13. It says, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. A loving man is giving to hospitality. A loving man is giving to giving. Verse 17 and 18. Be compassed to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as left in you, live peaceably with all men.
Glory to God.
Live what? Live peaceably with all men. In our service to the Lord, the motive must be love. Glory to Jesus. What did I say? The motive must be love. As we are going out to preach the gospel, we're not going to preach the gospel to us that one day we will blow. You know, some preachers of the gospel, they are preaching the gospel so one day they will have 1,000 congregation and they will not blow. Everybody will be calling them, many people will not be calling them Papa, Papa. They have already calculated that if they have 100 members and every member is paying 100 naira as offering every service, it will result to 10,000 every service day. When the members now increase to 200, now say they give it 200, so it will be 40,000 every Sunday. They don't have Wednesday service. They will not have many conferences. Lots of churches, they hold 7 times a week. And that 7 times a week, they must take offering. I'm not against offering, no. It's not a bad thing. I'm not against it. It's just people should give. I should not tell you to give. But I've discovered that in this life, people prefer to be manipulated than to be told the truth. So when you come and manipulate people, I remember someone, the person met me, he said that he was in dire need of healing and dire need of liberation from some certain addictions. So the guy told me that, okay, since I got it right, because I gave him a word of knowledge, so he was very happy that I'm a true man of God. Not suppose, if they get the word of God, they don't give you a man of God. So the guy said, I'm a true man of God, so let him send something to me. I said, oh, why? The guy said that the former pastor he was with used to pay for forgiveness of sin. So he gave the guy 60K for forgiveness of sin. Do you understand? He paid the pastor 60,000 for forgiveness of sin. So the pastor was telling him to come again for another one, for another forgiveness of sin session. So the reason why he came to me was because that first forgiveness of sin session did not work. He still was still sick. And he went, yes. So I told the guy, no, the grace, Mumumi. I told the guy, no. The grace of the Lord Jesus is for you. Your sins are forgiven. No, we are foolish. Paul the apostle said, we are the scum of the earth because of you. I prayed to this guy, declared the word of the Lord to him, prayed for him, he got healed. Everything just worked out fine for him. It's a long story. Guess what? The guy took offering and told me both that he gave it to somebody else. And I was not bothered. And no cost will run after him. It is only blessing. I discovered something from that event that people prefer to be manipulated. They know that you are using them. They just prefer to be manipulated. We must walk in love as a servant of God. And we are all servants of God. And our service, in rendering service unto God, it must be the motive of love. The reason why I'm preaching the gospel is so that it's not that one day God will shame us. No, it's that lives are being transformed. Is that every single life that meets me is being transformed. My prayer in every teaching meeting that I teach is that every single person that attends will never be the same way he came. As a result of that teaching, he's going to be imparted with the knowledge that we see. That's why we do strenuous teaching times like this. So it means that if I'm teaching you for 5 hours, imagine how many days I used to study the thing. No, just imagine. There's a particular meeting, a particular topic I taught in English Lab last year for 8 hours. Prophetic and Miracle School, we taught for 6 hours. I'll stand, like, do you give me money for that? That's about, you know, it's the motive of love. It's not the motive of, you know, and a lot of persons that came are not coming again. And we never got to their numbers or called them to tell them, please, can you come again? Because that's not the motive. That's not the point. The point is that life should be transformed. That's what a servant of God is. So you're not giving the person money. You're not giving somebody money. So the person will have you in the back of his mind. One day I'm giving you now, one day if I don't have, give me back. If that's what you are giving for, that you don't even understand giving and receiving. Hallelujah. We give so that needs can be met. We live life. Those are people are living life, so God will make them powerful. The reason why they are living holy, piously, is that God, they feel that living a life of holiness is that when you are the power of God, so you need to live holy. No. You don't need holy to have the power of God. The power of God is already there inside of you. Praise Jesus. Amen. You live holy because it is good and useful for all men. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. And that's here I wrote is joy. The psalmist said something. Say, I rejoice at your word and the man that has found great voice. That also says, he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, with great rejoicing, serving the Lord. That means it's with great rejoicing that we serve the Lord. That is Romans 12:12. With great rejoicing, serve the Lord. So it's with rejoicing that we serve Him. With rejoicing. With rejoicing. Let me read it. Romans 12:12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. So it's with rejoicing, with joy. This may say something. It says, continuing instant in prayer. You see, you cannot do the work of God without prayer. You will relent. Your heart will almost fail you. You know that moment whereby you give to somebody and the person is doing you wicked the next day. You teach some certain kinds of persons and they say, no, I did not learn from him. This is the person I learned from. You have to pray. You will be instant in prayer. That's why a lot of pastors, a lot of saints, a lot of people, they are backslidden. They say, no, I can't do this again. Because what they were seeing as a reward was people rewarding them. But in the place of prayer, we see that God becomes our reward system. That God is the reward. So I went to preach in the Sedu market and I got 10 people saved that day. And I had no money to come back. And I trekked home. And somebody said, Lord, I'm trekking home now. One day, guys could stop and use legacy beds, they will use rebeds. No, that's not it. With those things come, those things obviously we come if you want them. But the reason we serve the Lord is in the basis of this love. To do it in joy, you must be instant in prayer. Because I remember I was going to preach. When this November 3 started, I was preaching. The first few weeks, I was preaching with hatred. I was sure that the people that was even hearing me preaching the gospel today were like, this guy hates full pastor with this. Because that period, I was so angry concerning things. Some certain things that happened, I was pissed off. So some things, I really could not be so. I just went back to the house and said, I'm just counting people saved, but I'm not feeling it. You know that when the Bible says there's joy in heaven, over one second, you are the first person to feel that joy. You should be the first person to feel the joy. So when you know you're not feeling the joy, that means something is wrong. Your priority or your thinking about God is messed up somewhere. So I had to go pray. That's what I was telling you then when I came to meet you. I don't think I remember that day. I was coming back to the same house. Yes, I said, look, I'm not feeling joy like this. I just want to feel joy. People getting sick. I went back home, started praying. Said, Lord, my priorities are set right. I do the work of the ministry in joy. I serve the Lord with joy. Hallelujah. I don't relent. Glory to Jesus. 20 years will catch me in this thing. Glory to God. You see, I've preached in crowds of 50s. Of this 200 level was the first time I preached in a crowd of about 200 level. I've seen high and low. I've seen times whereby my account will be reading thousands of naira. My account, I'll look at it again. There's nothing there. Just kobo. Praise Jesus. But not the Bible says something. He said, we are content. That's why we say we are content. It's not easy. Something. It's not just the same thing. Because the flesh may be trying to put. That's why you stay soaked up in prayer. That you have a record about something that pray with that season. Let prayer be done with that season. Let prayer be made. Paul has said, let prayer be made for all men. Sometimes in my dreams, I'll be thinking that I can just be a ninja. I'll kill the Albuari. I'll not kill all the Boko Haram. And the way I used to kill them in those dreams, they used to be sorted. I will hang them and cut off their head. Now after I have watched the zombie movie, I'll be angry. Those people, they're just angry. Everything they are angry. Why? Because everything they are considering is angry things. So during the protest, a lot of people say, we move. That's why when it started, that slang of, we move. The we move there means that we are leaving the country. And imagine, God has actually called you to stay in this. I'm going to show you something. Time and space. We are getting there. Hi, Mordecai, I told Esther, how do you not know that you are in this place at such a time as this? Some people, it was just days for them to arrive at destiny. They left. It was just few days. Days they left. When the time of life was coming, they were not able to recognize, because they were not able to stay in the place of prayer. Before I came for this meeting, I read the whole story of Joseph, the whole complete story. Imagine, Joseph was able to realize coincidences that was happening. That he had a dream, but his life was not looking like a dream. He spent 14 years in captivity. Who will not relent? Only men giving to ceaseless prayers. Hallelujah. The last thing I wrote here concerning the attitude of our service to the Lord is humility. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. One of the first things that kill a man is pride. And being high-minded. It's high-mindedness that makes people not to stay in one place. You know, it's high-mindedness. It's high-mindedness that makes you a footballer today and Arsenal tomorrow and Barcelona next tomorrow and Chelsea, because you just believe that you are the best, you are the good, God of all times. Hallelujah. In Christianity, it's not like that, though. In Christianity, God gives grace to the humble. In Christianity, people that access some kind of grace of God, it as a result of humility. You must not be high-minded in your own eyes, in your service to the Lord. Humility is simply staying where God has placed you. Some of us, God has placed us over so many persons. I think, you know, first of all, as a believer, I'm not talking about as a pastor, as a believer, you must all do ministry. Do you know that? You know that by now, right? You cannot be in Christian and not do that. You see, as a believer, we're going to see it now. As a believer, every believer must do ministry actively. What is ministry? The preaching of the gospel, the discipling of men. Every believer is given that task. That's why we come to church like this. We come to church like this to know the things that the believer ought to do. To know the things that the believer can do. You know, it is in seeming meetings like this, that is stretching, that is a little bit stressful, that giants are made. Hallelujah. Because you become full of conviction. Full of conviction. You will literally be flying. Mahasutra after the bills. You know that we don't like giving personal testimonies because there's no need. You know why I don't like giving more testimonies? Time will show it. There is a time whereby you have done too many miracles. Too many. It cannot help but destroy TV. People like, you know when you raise 100 dead? How would that not be on the news? Suppose that we posted, I raised 100 and liar. Nothing has happened in the news, nothing. Nobody raises 100. So nobody can raise 10 dead in a community and it's not in that area. You should want dead be publicized. No, sorry, not publicized. One dead at least we go far. So because of 100, now the way I raise dead, I lose numbers. It's lack of integrity. You get it? You hit head, you say you hit migraine. You get it? You hit head, you say it's migraine. Somebody that was paying him became crippled. When I shared the story, she was crippled from head to down. As I cried, Jesus, he came up. Somebody fainted, say he died. I poured the water, as I poured the water, he sneezed. Stop that. Stop that. There is no need deceiving yourself. Power is power. Power is me. When you see me, you will do power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think there's some of us that are doing the right things now. You're not doing the right things. You are sitting there that you are doing the right things. You know some people were. You know some people are scared of God showing them fault. There is something like that. That's what this meeting is about. This meeting is about planting and reaping. Allah has seen your heart in Jesus. None of us here is up to 30. Even me, I'm not up to 30. I'm not even close to 30. You see, like, okay. Let me not say I'm not close to 30. I'll soon get it. Okay. No, I'm not close to 30. God forbid. Now, look at something here. Praise Jesus. No one's close to 30. Yes, it's close to 30. I want to tell you something. Let me just divert into this, then I will come back. I know some of us have been hearing Jesus will soon come back. Anytime, maybe. Anytime will come back. No. I'll be prophet. Anytime he's not coming back. Sorry, but already the end time. Jesus is not coming anytime. He's not coming any 10 years time. What is just going to happen? What people are seeing and they are calling end time is a transition. Do you know that? Do you respect the Papa? He at the boy will soon go home to be with the Lord, or he will soon retire. You know that, right? You guys know that now. All those Pa Elton disciples will soon go. Dr. Komoyi. Dr. Olukoya, Master Prayer, Dr. Olukoya, all those guys, none of them is below 60. I think you know, none is below 60. When you are big 70, what are you still doing? Like, except for some priest, I will see is below 60. But in the all of them, they're already over 80. That means they are new. There's a resurrection of, there's a transition into new set of leaders into the body of Christ. I'm speaking prophetically now. That's some of them. They're not really seeing it too well. What they're actually seeing is the end of their days. There are new days upon us, whereby God is bringing out new emerging leaders are rising up. Glory to Jesus. In the body of Christ, people that will be able to hold the cities. But what's going to happen in the next, let me say 2028, or no, not 2028, let me say around maybe 2025, or even from next year, you begin to see it. As these men are leaving, there will be a gap for like 3 years. Now you now begin to see as though Christianity want to collapse. It's when those men rise up. Oh God. We're going to talk about this more next year. Praise Jesus. Because there's going to be like a darkness and mist that will come over the world. But it seems as though Christianity is going to be losing its grip. Now, as though, Christianity, what is happening? It's because these leaders are not fast enough. Because they are not proving themselves faithful. And these are the last seasons. These are the last, like what I would say, the last sheet. Like the last sheet before the coming of our Lord. It's like the last page of the book before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things that signifies this last page is that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the earth. The knowledge of the gospel, the true gospel. That idea is not similar as though now people are not knowing the true gospel. And I hear righteousness of God, eternal salvation. All those things were never taught before. What we were being taught was, Jesus cannot come now. But life and life, it cannot happen. See, I'm not saying it does become a problem. I'm going to show you in the Bible why Jesus cannot come down. If Jesus comes now, it's a taboo to scripture because scripture will not be fulfilled. And I'm going to show you something. I'm going to see it right now. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. You guys should be happy that you have a good pastor. Just be praising God. 1 Peter 1:5. 1 Peter 1:5. 1 Peter 1:5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So for some of you that are scared, and some people are actually happy, last, I'm not going to stand, I will not be shy, I will not preach. Jesus will soon come. Liar. You will be on this earth. 1 Peter 1:5-6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Speaking about the pastor. Submit yourself unto the elder. That means no submission. I'm coming. I wrote something here. Let me just read it. God's vision is to multiply the earth. This multiplication speaks of having the gospel and Christ in the hearts of men. That means when God was saying in Genesis chapter 1, multiply the earth, fill the earth. We're not talking about the time we're giving birth to 7 children. His vision is that every man be in the family of God, right? Now, the problem of this world is what? Is who? Who was the problem of this world? Who was the problem of this world? Adam, man. So it is common wisdom that the solution will be man also. That's why God sent and came as a man. Because the first Adam was the one that introduced sin. It was not God that introduced sin. Meaning that so God did not introduce righteousness also as being deity God. You have to come as man to bring righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are we here? Uh-huh. Now, so the wisdom of God is in the supply of who? It's in the supply of what? It's in the supply of men. Now, the reason why I say, we're going to read the scripture, but let me just say it. The reason why I was saying then that Jesus can't come now because the Bible must be fulfilled, Ephesians chapter 4, until we all come into the unity of faith. When people are still saying there's a message of prosperity, there's a message of the mystery called favor, the mystery called the 7 gates of Lucifer and Stylifer. We must start with everybody in the pulpit of Christ must be preaching one thing. One. Pastor, I like to say we should not preach motivation. Pastor, but our members have issues. Are you for real? The gospel is the answer. Jesus, did you not know that people had issues? Why would you like this now? See, Jesus understood that the root of man's problem, the root of all the killings, the root of all the suicide, is that Christ was not in their heart. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus came and preached forgiveness of sin. Paul came and preached forgiveness of sin. Peter came and preached remission, the same thing, forgiveness of sin. John came and preached eternal life, the same thing. But you want to preach prosperity. As I always say, start Beth Niger Shop. Or start Sphere Joint. Praise God, you're not a pastor. You're a bookie. You're not a bookie. Be sent Sphere. We can't even call you a prophet, a teacher, or an apostle. Now, I said something. That by 2021, motivational speakers will start becoming pastors. I've seen it. It will happen. It's not even happening. But we will take them out of the market the same way Jesus took buyers and sellers out of the temple of God and said, my temple shall be called the temple of prayer. Hallelujah. The people is not where we come and begin to preach to you our experiences. Abba, Habakkuk, 1, Asena. It will never be the temple of God. The temple of God, the church of God, will always be the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember I said that the solution of God. So what God gives to men is man. We are coming now into the body of the meeting. Hallelujah. Say, do we still have capacity? We still have capacity again. Okay, let's continue. Praise Jesus. So if God was to save man, you guys want to go back, right? Let's go a little bit back. If God was to save man, and the way he saved man was by sending man. It means that God's way of doing things is through what? It's through men. Follow me through the Old Testament before we enter the New Testament. I wrote something here. Lot had Abraham. You understand? What did I say? Lot. Remember Lot now? Lot had Abraham to show him the counsels of God. Moses had his father-in-law, Jethro. The people of Israel had Moses. Joshua had Moses. Saul had Samuel. Remember? David had Nathan. Solomon had David. Do you know that Solomon was fulfilling the vision that his father David saw? I think you know. The building of the temple was the vision of David. But the Lord says, you can't build the temple. And Proverbs chapter 4 began to say something. He said, my son, take heed to my advice. Many of the first proverbs of Solomon's were the proverbs of David, were the sayings of David to his son. Heed unto to my instructions, for my instructions are life. There will be life and healing unto your bones, medicine unto your bones. I don't need anybody. I can succeed on my own. Just showing that you are just one kind of human being that we don't understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't need anybody in my life. You see, I am just that kind of apostle that God takes me to the cave. Everybody that went to the cave came out a demonic possessed person. Now I'm going to be telling you guys. If you read history, you will know. Muhammad went to fast 40 days and 40 nights. That's how he came out with Quran. Joseph Smith went to go and fast. That's how God now told him that the Bible is not the real Bible. His God told him that the Bible is not the real Bible. You know Joseph Smith now, Church of Latter-day Saints. Church of Latter-day Saints. He said it's now Mormon Bible. Those are what they call Mormons. Say the angel of the Lord, but the angel called Angel Sophia. Glory to God. Really a wise angel. Hallelujah. Why? I don't need anybody. I can do it on my own. Now, the attitude of these men I just mentioned, their faithfulness in obedience, I wrote something here, was either to their rising or to their falling. Remember, I was speaking about sources in God. Now, write this scripture down. 1 Kings 13:1-32. I'm going to explain the whole story. But before I explain the story, I want us to speak in tongues. As we're sitting there, don't stand. Shalamade Lado Sipala Diakosas. Check on WhatsApp. Sado Bokosias. Just ask. Shadalamaya. Just speak in tongues. Labrada Kosia. Maneke Sipala Dakosha. Libra Dakos. This thing I want to explain, this is very vital. So we have entered the vital part of the meeting. Let's read the speaking of Radha Bako Siprahapta Nagada Suvias. Shaba Lada Ko Celebenedias. You can straight you. Kilebad. Shatila. Madelu Sotelebaya. Shaba Lada Ko Siledesh. Mande korada kashele bayada lele le baya lele bako selele lele shata lele bakaya la la shote lele eh la sala kabahasi paradis. I can do this on my own, take my hand. I can do this on my own, take my hand. I can do this on my own, take my hands. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, who can remember the story of the old prophet? I'm sure some people have never read that story at all in the Bible. The story of the old prophet. Remember? How many of us can remember the story of the old prophet? Let me just ask the most of them. How many of us can remember the story of the old prophet? Anybody? In 1 Kings 13. Okay, let me explain the story. So, King Jeroboam had been misbehaving in Israel, doing against the king of the Lord. Like, the guy was just misbehaving, King Jeroboam. So, God sent this particular young prophet and told the prophet to head out and tell Jeroboam the things that will happen to him. And the Lord gave him specific instructions. See to it that when you go out, just go tell Jeroboam the king and come back. Do not enter into another man's house. Do not take food given to you by anybody. That was a clear instruction. Go deliver the word of the Lord and come back. So the young prophet went to King Jeroboam and told Jeroboam the word of the Lord. And Jeroboam was angry with him. I said, let them, and Jeroboam raised his hand and said, that man, and let them attack him, because let his guards destroy him. And as he stretched his hand towards the young prophet said, let your hand be down on the spot. The man's hand be dead. You know, the young prophet was energized with the mindset of, I was sent. Kabaya. You understand? This thing I'm doing, I am sent to do it. If you understand the power of being sent, the power of an ambassador, Christians will not be killed like this every day. By accident, by sickness, by so many things. At times I'm walking in the night on the road and I see crisis ahead of me, I begin to preach. Not begin to preach to somebody, to myself. Alive in Christ. Glory, glory, glory. He that is seated together. You don't speak like that and you rev yourself up and say, woo, glory. Even though 10 men come against you. I use Cornel as an example so much to my mind. How will a soldier be like that? Clean, no scratch, no bullet wound. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Glory to Jesus. That's what I was saying. So that kind of miracle happened, and people saw it, the miracle. Then the king cried and said, please, restore my hand. And the prophet said, be restored. And the hand was restored. Woo! Power, power. See, Gabaya. See, Gabaya. So some people that saw this thing ran to go and meet their father, because they knew that their father was a prophet, but their father was an old man now. An old prophet. That's what they call the guy, old prophet. So they went to go and meet him. You know, a prophet is never old. He's called old prophet because his voice is not stayed. He doesn't hear God again. That old prophet, they went to go and meet, don't hear God again. So they went to meet their father and said, we saw one young prophet like that. Oops. He kind of said, Jeroboam's hand. We with that. It was with that. Mom was like, wow, is he so? See, where will he pass? So the student now told him and said, the young prophet said that God told him to return and that he should not go or branch or eat anywhere. And then guess what that old prophet did? He has seen young blood now. No vampire. The guy entered his ass. Ooh. He went to locate the young prophet and told the young prophet, follow me to my house, let me give you food. And the young prophet told him, no, the word of the Lord came to me that I must go and not branch. Guess what the young prophet said? The old prophet said, now please, Kabahara Dias, listen to what I want to tell you now. Listen, it's my son. The old prophet, remember, God was, the old prophet said, the same God that told me to tell you to follow me home. And the old prophet now looked and said, that's case 13. Write it that you can go and read it. Then the young prophet said, God, since it's God, let me follow you. So the young prophet followed this old prophet because of Ayah Shatigas. Because the young prophet knew that this old it was one time he was a prophet. Now you get it. Just imagine you see somebody like Elijah, and Elijah tells you, God just told me right now, follow me. Would you run away? Would you follow him? Because you know record. But the young prophet did not realize doctrine that God changes not. That once he speaks once, his word is law. Once have he spoken, twice have he heard. Maybe that young prophet forgot to read the story in Numbers concerning Balaam, the man called Balaam, that had the word of the Lord, do not curse. Then he still went back to ask the Lord, should I still curse? He now had the idol on his heart, and that was his downfall and his death. Should I still go? God has already told him, don't go. He now went to go ask again. David was never like that. David was one that said, once has he spoken, twice have he heard of a truth. All power belongs to God. So this young prophet followed the old prophet. And they were eating and dining. The Spirit of the Lord came upon the old prophet. The old prophet had not been prophesying. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he began to prophesy to the young prophet. Since you have disobeyed the Lord, now you will gather yourself. And as you walk, before you get to your house, a lion will come out from the bush. And he will eat you up. The same old prophet. You can read the story in 1 Kings 13. The same old prophet. The young prophet ate his hearing away. You see, I'm not talking about against food, though. I'm going somewhere. The young prophet, they know the word of the Lord, and they know how the word of the Lord is to be. The guy actually packed his bag, make sure he finishes his food, and packed his bag. You know that is his last food. As he stepped on the road, lion came. So the sons of the man, the old prophet, went to go and tell him, that young prophet, as you spoke by the word of the Lord, has been destroyed. The old prophet went and said, Kai! What a young soul. Carried the guy's carcass and went to bury. Life continues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The question is, what was that young prophet still looking for after he had heard God's voice? What was he still looking for? God has said, follow this person in ministry. God has said, stay in Abuja. God has said, do it and do it this way. When did we start looking for people to denounce what God has said instead of seeking confirmation? No one supposed to stand and say, I too am an anointed man of God. And I tell you, do this, don't do this. Another man comes again and tells you, do this, don't do this. The question now is, how can I judge? Are we learning something? How can I judge? That's what we're learning today. Say glory to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4. Let me read it for us. TBT. Remember the way God has wired us to live and fulfill our God's divine purpose is in the gifts of men. A particular prophet was saying something. He said he was praying to God. He had been fasting and praying. Fasting and praying. He said, Lord Jesus, help my destiny. Help my life. See how my life is. He had fasted for days. I said, this meeting is a meeting that maybe I'll be sincere with you. Praise Jesus. Are you ready? I'm going to be giving you master tips. Praise God. He had been praying and fasting. God, I want to do power. And then God said, the man that will activate you is naked. He had the man's name, everything. He went. He said, I don't want to say the story. Should I say the story? Okay, let me say the story. Let me just say one. So when he went to sit down with the man, and so the man said, please, can you help me with my Bible? I was about to go take the Bible from the prophet. The prophet said, no, please don't help me. I said, Bible come. The Bible gravitated towards him. That's when his life now ruined. That was the beginning of the ruining of his mind class. Praise Jesus. So if I said, the way his answer came was finding a man. He said, the way he saw it was that he saw it in the Bible, when the Bible said about the riches of God in men. That was the verse that God used to speak to him after his fasting and prayers. The riches of God locked up in men. Years ago, I myself had been confused. I just got saved. No, when you don't get saved, you don't discover that Christianity is very hard, especially when you are saved in a religious place. When they tell you that today you are fervent for the Lord and tomorrow you are not fervent. And then somebody came and met me and told me, just go, all your sins are forgiven. You will never go to hell. And the mother was always fighting for that. I don't want to go to hell. But yet I was doing hellish things. You know, people that are against righteousness message, they're the ones that do the worst things ever. And then I started being trained. That was the answer to my life. The answer to my life was the gift of men. The answer to Lot's life and Lot's rescue was the gift of Abraham. When Lot left Abraham, he entered Sodom. When Saul left Samuel's instructions, his sacrifice could no longer hold water for what he has done. Imagine David told Nathan, I beg you, come up for here. Who you be? Who you be, sir? Why are you telling me that? I said, I'm a king. How can you just come and tell me that I stole somebody's ex-wife? He was humble. He was not high-minded. Remember, I asked the question, what
did he, why was the young prophet not contented with the word the Lord has said unto him? Remember, we want to be in the business of the Lord. Remember, we want to do the business of the Lord. How can we do the business of the Lord? Ephesians 4 verse 11. Let us look at it in the New Testament. Ephesians 4 verse 11. I want to read it through CPT because CPT really put it well. It says, and he has appointed some with grace to be apostles, and some with grace to be prophets, and some with grace to be evangelists, and some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. And their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. Now, the purpose of this grace is to do what? Equip believers to do their own. That means the believer has his work of ministry to do. Hallelujah. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Say, I have the gift of men. Say, I have the gift of men. So that passage shows us, first of all, one thing, the grace of God. That it is God's grace that puts men in places. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
It is God's grace that do what? That puts men in places. It is God that equips men. Anybody that told you that he just learned the things of the Spirit by himself when he was praying and fasting is either two things. Either that person does not actually have the things of the Spirit, or the person is just doing something else that is not God. There is nobody here that started speaking in tongues. No, speaking in tongues, some of us spoke in tongues. And that speaking in tongues was because we were even told about something like speaking in tongues. Not people that love that I am stepping. No, nobody really told me anything. Like, I've always known truth. Like, since when I was in primary school, like, I never accept lies in my life. That person said, walk in the first doctrine, walk doctrine. That's the same as saying that thing. When that sees the person, so the person says, hey, I've always known that thing. I've always been telling in my heart. They are prideful people. They will never be used by God. Never. See the word I use? They can never be used by God. Never. The system of the body of Christ is that we cannot do without another. Hallelujah. That's the system. We cannot do without another. Moses was very oblivious, as mighty as Moses was. He was oblivious on how to take care of the people that God has commissioned him to. The whole Moses. Some of us, in our whole lifetime, if we live on this earth 7 times, we'll not do the miracles that Moses did. It was Jethro, a sinning small priest in Midian, that did not really have more than 100 followers. Or like Moses that had thousands, into millions. I went to tell Moses, one day you'll kill yourself. This is the wisdom. And he began to give him fatherly advice. And Moses was the one that wrote the Pentateuch. He wrote it. That this thing was not given to me by heavenly wisdom. It was given to me by Jethro, the priest in Midian. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Do we get that? Do we see that? Do you know what I said? I think it was Moses that wrote it to. What's the record? It looked faster from far. Praise Jesus. I'm there, even getting faster. Praise God. It is Moses that wrote that book. Glory to Jesus. See, I have the gift of men.
I have the gift of men.
So back to what I was saying. That passage, first of all, shows us that it is God's grace that enlists men into places. Hallelujah. Number two, I realize that it is God's order, it is God's way, it is God's system. It is God's system that He gives people men. Number three, I wrote, we must also recognize these men. No, I asked myself, I was asking you guys, how do you recognize them? How you recognize them? It is in what they are doing. Remember, those that will activate saints to do the work of ministry are grace people. Not that I mean by grace people now. People that have been graced to occupy those offices. Those are the people that will equip the saints to do their own work of ministry. Remember, the work of ministry is 100% centered on the saints.
Hallelujah. It is saved that preach the gospel. It is saved that do the work of discipleship. That's why every Bible minister must recognize that, first of all, that he is a saint even before he takes up Bible ministry. Praise Jesus. Before he takes up headship ministry. Now, I was not asking you guys, can you not recognize? Not supposed to say, who can I follow? How do you recognize who to follow? How do you recognize who to be with in the place of ministry? Because, you see, for instance, somebody says things like, I was writing something one time. I don't know if you guys saw it. When I said, some people, they have a prophet. And then they have a pastor. And then they have an apostle. And then they have a business mentor. And they also have a relationship coach. And then they don't have life coach. You're not wondering what the difference between life coach and relationship coach. Do you understand? Sorry, what is the difference between life coach and relationship coach? I feel life coach should just come up. I say, no, this one is actually my pastor. He's the one that teaches me everything I know in Christ. Why is it my prophet? He's the one that has to declare words over my life. Why is it my apostle? He's the one that he gives that fire. You know, when I like fire, he gives me fire. Why is that my business coach? When I'm missing it in Bitcoin, he puts me through. That is old prophet syndrome. See, that is old prophet syndrome. Loyal to no one, jack of all trades. Christianity does not work like that.
Yes, sir.
Loyal to no one. Now they were asking Elisha, what's your own self, Sabinus? Remember when I started the meeting, I said, it's good to call Sabinus in class. I used to always come up in first class. Those people say, you two, they read too much. You like following lecturers. Are you a pest? They will still come up in first class. You will be there third class. You will not say, everything is the same thing. Third class, feed first class. Third class, employ first class. It's the C's that employs the A's. Clap for yourself. You have been at home for the past 5 years. I'm not saying continue job employment. You are still saying seats feed A's. Third class feed first class. And the person is telling you that is Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's father has been rich. His forefather's father has been rich. His great great grandfather was rich. And you just believe, you just accept that. How do you know you will not be in third class in life? If you are third class in your academics, how do you know you will not be in third class when you leave school? No, I didn't know you not be a third class person. How will the person that did first class that studied very well in school will not graduate and be useless? I don't understand logic. That's how people treat Christianity. I will not pray. I will not study the Bible. I will not have a local church, but I will just be mighty. I will be great one day. I'm telling you, somebody again told me, she was like, just say one day, I will know purpose. And when I do, sir, I will grow and I will make you proud. For me, you know, I'll make you proud. You're not making me proud, you're not proving a point to me. Make Jesus proud. He said, no, but even I'm not doing anything now, if I'm not doing anything now, one time I will begin to do it. So, someone that saw you, they will hear me that I'm a prophet. So, Labaya, Ligo no Mosa, you are 25, you have not even prayed 30 minutes. One day we'll know that you're a prayer warrior. We know where you will be in the next 5 years.
Sorry.
You'll be cooking food for your man. You'll be cooking fried rice. Now ask your man, oh honey, will you eat a good seed tomorrow? That's what you spend your whole life on earth doing. Praise Jesus. It's not a joking matter. It's not a joking matter at all. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1:11. 2 Timothy 1:11. I'm going to be showing you how to recognize these men. Oh, Radeko Shiga. 2 Timothy 1:11. Silo Bogo Dominigiates. Ah, whoo! Does anybody know the person in Nigeria they call the visionary? We know him, Abi. We know him, Abi.
Tell me, sir.
We only go, that is Cornell. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to tell you something about that guy. That guy blessed my life so much. It was in Cornell's meeting that I first had disappearing vision. And the first time I disappeared in the vision was in Cornell's meeting. I never knew what vision was. I see in the spirit. I never knew what it was.
until I met that man. Glory to Jesus. Second Timothy 1:11. Where also I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. Now look at the word that Paul used. Paul used the word appointed, meaning that you are appointed. Hallelujah. What does it mean that there was? You are appointed. This ministry gives in the book. You know, some people say it is okay. That's what I was saying. Suppose I have a pastor, apostle, teacher. That is rubbish. That's what I'm explaining right now. As a student of God's word, you must also have a what? A discipler. I stand here. I'm a student of God's word. The things I'm teaching you here are borrowed words. They are not self-made. Yes, though some of them, or maybe half of them, or some of them, I got them from my own private study. Yet, but it was the voices of men that have put me in the right track. Hallelujah. It's the voices of men that put me in the right track. So imagine I had a prophet that was teaching 10 ways to make it, and another pastor that used to teach the mystery of maybe the mystery of the head or the mystery of the back. You get that kind of thing? And I have somebody else. My study life will be confused, will be disjointed. Because they will not even give me prophetic words the same way. The prophetic words will be disjointed. You get this one can just tell me pour oil. Some can tell me pour water today. Some can tell me no, we don't do those things. We just lift up our holy hands to God. Then you are confused. That's why you see so many people living confused life. In their bid to be Lord of all and teacher of the body of Christ, they have become nothing. Because they did not learn submission. In the kingdom, the way to grow is to submit. The way to be a leader is to serve. So, these people are appointed. I was telling Pastor Jeff, I was telling him that, I think Elder Sam also was there. People don't grow to become ministry gifts. Please. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Are you hearing this? This will help you a lot. Whenever you look at a church and the church is not growing, just know one thing. Maybe the church is not growing. When I mean the church is not growing, apart from quantity, also in quality. You're not seeing the people growing, they're not doing the things of the spirit. Again, it's one thing. That man is not called. He was supposed to be sitting down in the chair. And maybe one of his members, maybe even his wife, is supposed to be the one ministering. Because Pius was the one called. It's a grace thing. You don't grow into it. Let people be like, oh, Rakta, I'm praying the Holy Ghost one day I will grow to become an apostle. That's a child's play. You are appointed, and Jeremiah said something. He said, from my mother's womb, I was called as a prophet. Now, it does not mean that when God bore, you're going to bore as a prophet. No, what that scripture means is that God is the one that calls, appoints, and ordinates men into places. Being a prophet does not make somebody bigger than, you know, that's a funny mindset. It's just like you're not saying your chemistry teacher now is bigger than you in the sense of is more of a human being than you are. Is he more of a human being than you are?
Yes, sir.
It's just like he's your chemistry teacher. Hallelujah, right?
Yes, sir.
No matter how you learn chemistry, you will not become that chemistry teacher. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Because that's not your work. You will end up going to maybe say you want to become a lab scientist or something. Because you also have your own place. You get, so it is God that appoints men into places. Not some people go to some churches because one day pastor will make me pastor. One day pastor will tell me, come on, preach. One somebody met me one time in school fellowship. I don't care if person listened. Met me in school fellowship. Person told me, man of God, sir, please can you guys make me a leader in this fellowship? But I've prayed and fasted. When I enter that leadership position, sir, I will show you people that God can move. I'm telling you, like, clear story. God was telling them that we should make him envy. Let me not see. Like sir, I'm going to sing. So you know when you sing and heaven comes down? I said, yes, I understand. Because we are saying, no, I understand. The guy can beat me. I went to beg them in the end of the please make him what he wants. You guys, serious.
Right now, I'm not doing ministry. Right now, he's not doing anything for God. Because, as I was saying, God is the one that appoints men. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll understand something. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to be reading this whole scripture. I'm going to be taking it small. But before we enter there, let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:22. Say, I read my Bible. Love your Bible. Some people teach a lot of carnal wisdom. To go far, you need to look far. You know, like, to climb far, you need to climb far. You know, like some funny things, like, I saw one, I think it wasn't a pastor, I was very ashamed of that man. Inside church, the man said something like, don't go where you are needed. Like, go where you can take something, don't go where you are needed. Because where you go where you are needed, they will always be taken from you. Go where you can take. That is not God's wisdom. That is carnal wisdom. Then I will be listening and tell you, if your spouse is always misbehaving to you, and let me say, they're talking to a lady, if your husband is always misbehaving to you, this is what you're going to do to him. Make sure you start cooking bad soup. So when he's not eating bad soup, I say, I don't like soup. I say, yes, maybe poison for body, so you will learn. No, body wisdom, like wear sexy nightgown. So your man will not look outside. Then when you come back from work and say, honey, you now come with sexy nightgown. You wear your sexy nightgown, you not see sleep with you. You see sleep with the person who wants to sleep with. Because that is not God's wisdom. No wonder people are having divorce up and down. It's this same problem. It enters even in the family. I am a feminist. Feminist is what begat homosexuality. In case you don't know, feminism is what begat homosexuality. Them not enter there. It's not better. Because why? People are derived from the mission. Because we are all equal in this world. Everybody is the head. Even you're the one that said it, that there cannot be two captains in the boat. But all of a sudden, you are all equal. Nobody is equal. That is it. Are you equal? Wait. Somebody is a man and a woman overseas shows you that you're not equal. Like, I'm not saying that one is better. When people hear not equal, they hear one is better than the other. That's poor hearing. Say, I hear well. When you see, okay, let's even look at this. Elder and Stella, did they look equal?
No, sir.
Can they enter the battle ring together?
No, sir.
Don't not show you that they're not equal. Wait, let's go. Don't not show you that they're not equal. It's the same thing in the body of Christ. We are not all equal. Because in the body of Christ, the lesser must be blessed by the grace that is his sister. So I am equal with my pastor. You will not grow. I'm sorry. You will never grow. What does he even know, sir? He thinks he knows something. I can teach the Bible better than he can teach it. This pastor is too boring. Before you say one thing, you say many things to get there. Okay. You are in the long term. I will do more than Pastor T. One day I will get there, Pastor T will even tell me, Kai! Kai! Not the people are waiting for that. And I tell them, Kai! You know Bible. Shalabaganda. No, I wrote something on Facebook. Some people reading their Bible, they know more than their pastor. They're not reading their spirit. I will know more than my pastor. Pastor T, you don't know this verse. Ah, yeah, that's what I can see. I said, for egos. Even not because of Jesus, we'll not share personal experiences. Some people don't used to pray for some certain things. This will happen by grace. Glory to Jesus. If that's how God does this for the body of Christ, so that people can partake, some people will look at God and say, God has made all men different, but in unified form, diversity in union. That is the beauty of God. The beauty of God is that we are never the same, but there is union. Kabbalah Bahasia. The beauty of God is that there is neither male nor female, but one in spirit. But they are actually different though. But God is able to bring a unity. Hallelujah. Are we catching this? 1 Corinthians 3:22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Peter or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. That means whether it be me, whether it be Apollos, there is no comparison. We all have our work. We all have our company of men. 1 Corinthians 4, let me start reading from verse I really need to read the whole verse, the whole scriptures, but it will take our time. So let me start reading verse 1 Peter 4:6. And these things, brethren, I have in the big God, transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is what? Written. That no one of you be puffed up for one against another. My pastor is better than your pastor. We teach truth here. You guys don't know anything. What do you guys even know, sir? You know, sir? That's not sin. So, Pastor Sam started ministry. The Nasa called himself. It should never be me. The Nasa called himself Samanite. Pastor Samanite. The Samanite. We are better than the Osenites. We know more. Glory to God. Everything today is competition. Everything. Verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou do not receive? That means, what do you have that you do not receive? That means, everything that we have, we receive it from God.
Yes,
sir. That I am standing in this people is because I received something from God. Verse 8. Now you are full. Now you are rich. You are reigned as kings without us. And I would to God that you do reign, that we also may reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. He said, even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, that is verse 11, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. That they had no place they were staying just because they wanted to feed the flocks of Christ. See, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. You know, the more the glory, the more the suffering. Some people look at some pastors and they be like, I just wish I can be like a pastor. I just wish I'd be pastor. Their mindset of, I wish I'd be I'm like a pastor, is that they made the same pastor in the last congregation, and when it's clear, the people are coming for this, they be like, wow, same thing. And they forget that was the pastor that God men tried to kill the last week. Or that 7 female accusers, there are always 7 female accusers to accuse. He raped me, pastor raped me, pastor molested me. That I've been keeping it for 7 years, I just had to cut it down. That what 7 say, and last 7 will come out and say, and that story. Praise Jesus again. The body glory, the body suffering. They be defamed, verse 13, we entreat, verse 15. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. Mm-hmm. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. So Paul was speaking here that every man has his harvest field, and every single saint has his company of men. That's how Paul boldly said that I stand before God and I lie down, that I have labored not in another man's vineyard. How do you recognize the set gift of God for your life? That's what I was talking about. How do you recognize the set gift of God for your life? Number one, the person that got you born again, or the person that actually discipled you in the truth of God's word. It will be an insult and a lie when somebody has labored on you the truth of God's word, then you now come out and say, I learned it myself. Remember, we're talking about God's word, and I said that you must be somebody with integrity. So Paul was saying that he was the one that labored over these people in word and doctrine. He taught them almost everything they knew. Secondly, and most importantly, you must prayerfully ask God. Remember, I said something in Galion last month when we were in Sapele, that when you find the gospel, the cheese ends. The cheese ends when we find the gospel. A believer that is still running everywhere has not yet come into maturity. And a believer that has not yet come into maturity cannot manifest. Praise God. Can never manifest the power of God, because there's always a reigning man of God. and there will always be a reigning man of God. Hallelujah. It's one scandal that has to make somebody no longer be reigning man of God. One. It's those that are really faithful to Him that will stay. And the way God blesses is that God blesses from the head of Aaron and then it goes down to the skirt. He passes the oil through the head and it goes on to the skirt. So if God comes and He wants to bless, I want to bless a congregation, He will not start giving to the congregation. He doesn't say, Stella, come. Or say, come. Omo, come. Favor, come. No. He will deliver it to the bowels of the shepherd. He will deliver it to the sex man. That's why I said something. I'm going to go to a story called of the person, the visionary. You will notice all of them share the same kind of testimony. Mm. They walk the same kind of way.
Yes, sir.
They see and prophesy the same kind. Mm. Because they are of the same company. They are focused. They are of the same company. But we don't understand. Today is this one. Tomorrow is another one. You have 100 people that you follow. See, there's one thing to listen. There's another thing to be a follower. There's one thing to breathe in. There's one thing to be a follower. Those that benefit from God are followers of God. Remember, I was saying something. I'm not removed from anything I'm saying is connecting. Remember, I said in service to God. Your service to God can be found only in the local assembly. Can only be found in a gathering of saints. Then the Bible will talk about if you are giving. The Bible will be loud about you giving to believers. Some people want to start up a company. They will prefer to understand the non-believers. They will not begin to cry. Oh, see issues that's happening. So that's the way the body of Christ has been wired. Remember that old prophet. Why was that new prophet, that young prophet, why was he not contented with what the Lord has told him? Paul the apostle said something. He said, though you have many instructors, say, but you don't have many fathers in Christ. Say, because by Christ, I have begotten you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says, if your eyes be single, your whole body will be full of light. Your whole body will be full of light. Acts of the first spoke something that said, after they have persecuted the church, Bible says, and they returned to their own words, to their own company. That means they had men that were standing for them, that we are going to pray through together, man. They had men that were standing for them. They returned to their own company. Makaradias overseers. There's some certain companies I have never missed. Sister Stephanie, it's a regular thing to me because I am a disciple under somebody. One day, when we were still holding conferences before we started Grace Drive, we called for one of those our mid-term meetings. We had to teach about, was it 5 hours meeting? God and eternal life. I don't think I remember. And then the particular day, you remember if I said this one. So the particular day, he said, I should not come to the meeting. I said, why? She went to a relationship seminar. She's still single. It's like 4 years now. Praise God. What did I say? She's still happily single. No, I don't know if it's happily. I just put the word happily. Christian ministry life, zero. Because you cannot effectively do ministry when the person you are following does not have ministry. That's why, for instance now, some of us in Grace Drive, we leave school and we never do ministry in life. Because when we left school, we left everybody, we left people that were following, that were doing ministry. When I mean doing ministry, I mean fight with guys. Because their work for you is to equip you to do the work of the ministry. But for you, the person that you have as your mentor is Donald Trump. You get it? Donald Trump. What you actually achieve in life is to make money. Glory to Jesus. You know what I said? Is to make money. There are some people that come here and tell me, Pastor T, I have an issue. I sleep with Eva. I eat Eva like, Pastor T, in the name of Jesus, it's done. I continue eating Eva and I'm going to soup. There's some people that come and tell me, Pastor T, I have issues. I will not eat. And you think it's the same thing. If you think it's the same thing, you have an issue. I love our curses. You only pray for disciples that way.
I told somebody one day, I said, never bring an issue to me again that you have brought to many pastors. Because I can't do anything. Do you get it? Because I can't do anything again. Papa Hagen said, they will lay hands on you, lay hands on you. All your head will leave. You will become bowed. Because if what will make you not to believe that pastor in front of you will make you not to believe Pastor Chriso. Why do you think some people tell you, I'm sorry, I can't leave my church? For you, you now say, it's not like that. It's not about that. I can go everywhere. I can even go to Cherubim and Seraphim. What is there? And I worship God. I lift up my holy hands. Lord, you reign forever. Or when they are playing Malia song, you now start singing. You know the celebrities to play Malia songs. They will sing it with Christian way. You Christianize it. You have not started life. People that have started life don't do like that. That's how your father married one wife. Glory to Jesus. So company of men. The Bible says ask for and they return to their company. Don't worry, I'm checking the time. I say we'll close by 5:30. And they return to their what? To their company. To their company. You must have a company. John had his company of men. Peter had his company of men. Paul had his company of men. Alabama Sifratigos. Man of God was telling me one time, he said that his problems are so much. That it's not what one pastor can solve. And what he needs to go and again. That what needs to make people. I have not noticed that people used to say, our father could not be cured. Our father, we took him everywhere. When you hear that word everywhere, know that enter the doctor. You know that they have gone to the doctor because they tried 50 pastors. The 51 was the doctor. In short, out of those 50 pastors they tried, half were even native doctors in suits. Then the person comes back more demonic possessed than he left. Because that's not the way I'm wired to be. So how do you know somebody to follow? As I said again, somebody that got you born again or discipled you in proper doctrine. It is doctrine that makes people to stand and continue doing the Father's business. Remember, I was saying that the way you have God-word success is to do God-word business, is to do God's business. The hearts of people fail because their heart was established on meat. Remember, I said it in the book of Hebrews. Let your heart not be established on meat, but let it be established on what? On the word of grace. There are many things that the person carries a microphone does not mean that he's a man of God though. That's what that young prophet thought. He still thought that prophet guy was a prophet of God. Some people have left ministry 10 years ago. They are still preaching. This message is a very prophetic one. I refuse to be still. Because once a man becomes still, the anointing has left, he begins to look for other means to get it up. I saw on Facebook how to grow your church. And I was like, any pastor that does that is not called. That's the truth. Any pastor that goes for that course, how to grow your church. The digital marketing skills that you need, are you for real? Is it a business? So I refuse to be still. So our eyes must be single, our eyes must be focused on where the Lord has kept you. The Lord has kept you there because He wants you to grow. You must enjoy little beginnings. See, do you know that when you start with little beginnings and you go through the process, do you notice that people that go through the process always finish strong? Even anybody that seems to enter something wealth was never wealthy at the end. Most of them never still get wealthy at the end. Those sudden wealth, people get sudden wealth. Because life was wired that you grow into things. You grow through things. You grow through the process. You pass through the process. That thing of everything is just fast, fast. Today is that, tomorrow it will be light. I will just be. It's not God.
God has his own way of doing things, and God does not have a magic wand. That's why I've copied that. This is the last phase of the meeting, time and space. God does not have a magic wand. Some people feel I will waste 30 years of my life, and then on the 31st year, the God of the 11th hour will answer me. The God of the 11th hour. No, there's a God, the God of 1159. The one that you do not believe that he will do it from January to December. It's not 31st of December he will do it. Just imagine. You do not believe God from January to December. You don't believe that all your prayer points, 25 of them, will be settled on the 1159 God. There's no God like that. The emergency God. The God that will not shake the whole heaven because of me. The Oluwagbogbo. Now you're not going to call him many names. Oluwagbogbo. Are we my own? The God that fed this water with basket. Yes. That's a bad job. Like fetch water with basket. You don't have to fetch water with basket. Like, you don't. Kabahala Jesus. The God that doesn't give you fruit of the womb, you will not sleep with your husband. You see? A God that people have formed for themselves that will never satisfy those their carnal desires. So, are you trying to tell me that if I sleep around, I will not marry a good husband? That's what I'm telling you. Your sins are forgiven, but do it. Keep doing it. We just pray that you will not remain in Uluko. Time and space. Time and space. Okay. I wrote something that. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Somebody, I want somebody to read that one. Habakkuk chapter 2. I'm talking about God's word. Sources in God. Habakkuk chapter 2.
There is a river that flows.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write the vision down. Right? Everybody there? Yes. Write the vision down.
Habakkuk 2.
Yes. Habakkuk 2 verse 2.
I'm using any of the version.
Okay. You can take the mic.
Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets, so that a runner can carry the correct message to others.
Read verse 3. Appointed time.
Verse 3. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow.
It's okay. This vision is for an appointed time. There is no vision of God. Our man of God is coming at the appointed time. There is no vision of God that is not for us. An appointed time. Can we clap for Pastor Jeff? It's coming from Ben. Yes, yes, yes. See, I hear me. You just came in the last lap also. See, there is no vision of God that's not what that is not for an appointed time and it's not location based. Philip was to Samaria. Peter was to the Jews. Paul was to the Gentiles. There was even a time Paul wanted to go to Bithynia in Asia, and the Bible said the Spirit of God restrained him. And then he saw a vision saying, go to Macedonia. But people say no. It's where they sent me to the NYC that God called me to stay. Just imagine. Somebody boldly told me that it's that NYC place that God told him that. As they said to the NYC, when I pray and say, God, why did you send me to this place? Why did you send me? And I said, because I will have you do a walk here. Then nah, he's not doing a walk. Then so a few years down the line, the same God is not telling him, I will not have you do a walk here. I will have you do a walk in this place. You have become a confused fellow. Already, you must be able to see things before they happen. That's how God does. Read that verse 3 again with NLT. I want you to see God's wisdom. That verse 3. Somebody give me the mic, please. I want it to be loud. And that way, it was reading it. Verse 3.
This vision is for a future time, it describes the end and it will be fulfilled.
You see that? You can see that. It describes what? The end. That means when a man receives a vision, he sees the end. The way God shows people things is not from the beginning. He shows you from the end.
Yes, sir.
He begins to show you from the end up to your present. That's how you know God is leading you. That is the way God used to show people vision. When God wants to show Joseph a vision, God did not show Joseph that he will enter Potiphar's wife Calaba, Saga, man of God Joseph, slept with Saga. That if you enter AIT, what he showed him straight was the bowing down and the obeisance, being given to him, right? So Joseph was able to see the end. So it was that vision of the end that made him to go through the present with the mindset of God no go shame us. At the end it will be well. Praise God. The end will justify it. Hallelujah. At the end it will be well. At the end, God worketh all things together for my good. So Naomi had lost her husband, lost her two sons. And she was like, why is my name not Naomi? Let me change it to Bitter. So she changed her name to Bitter. Then the other woman left Naomi. When Naomi told her, please don't follow me. And then Ruth, then her Ruth's name was Ophinaya, right? Before they changed to Ruth. She had to change to Ruth. I think Ruth was not a Gentile. So was not a Jew, was a Gentile. So she told Naomi, whether it is sweet, whether it is bitter, your God will be my God. So Naomi was like, how can you believe in this God? This God that has forsaken me. Ruth must have seen something. Ayalaba has this. To keep following that particular way. Remember, there are only some results that are given to people that follow. That's how Paul said, be a follower of what? Of me. As I see, you see, that said something in the number. Say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. As I was saying then, I know the people that when they call me, I say they have an issue, I'll still be eating about it. From the ever, I'll be saying, God bless you. And suppose they tell me they have issues, I will throw the ever. I'm not quite messing because basically somebody told me about an issue. I could not sleep throughout the night. I was praying. As I laid, I had an open vision. Not because the person told me. Not so much that kind of thing. How I have an open vision and it will not work? You understand? Suppose they tell me, I tell you by God. I just tell them, it will be done. That is without the other is peace. That's why Paul said. He said, make sure that those people that labor over you, that they do it with joy in their hearts. Not that suppose that you are laboring over them, you are laboring over them, you are not like, this will make you disciple and die now, God. But God, he doesn't remember love. I say, no, love walk. Shabbalabaha. Legal, he lives on, Lord. He basically, the pastor said to keep faith for you to live on. Glory to Jesus. My God, I was saying, what did Ruth see? Definitely, it was not Naomi Ruth was looking at. Ruth was looking at the God of Naomi. She knew something. She must have known something. Nobody follows like that without knowing something. So, finally, she followed Naomi, a Gentile. She left everything she had. She had nothing, but she kept following Naomi. And one day, Naomi was like, let's go back to my hometown. She followed. I will go wherever you go. I will go wherever you go. No, some believers just say that. I will go where you say I should go. God now say, go to Borono for service. No, I will not go where you say I should go. God says, I should be wise. I should be wise. You change your world concert immediately. God says, be wise. God says, don't go. All you say, don't begin to have visions. Don't go, my son. Don't go, my daughter. Because the sister said, when God tells you to marry somebody, even though the girl is crippled, he will give you joy in your heart. He will be like, ah, wow, crippled girls are so fine. See that side. glory to God. So she followed Naomi. And then Naomi one day, during the hunt, I said, see Boaz. Boaz is a young, healthy, vibrant, rich man. Just go and work for him. Can you just. You remember the story now? Go work for him. Then she worked. Then she was faithful. And then she got access to Boaz, and Boaz married her, and they gave back to a son called Obed, who gave back to Jesse, who gave back to David, the father of the Lord Jesus Christ, by descent. So she must have seen something, because she was to fulfill the prophecy that God will merge both Jews and Gentile nations together. Because also a Gentile woman will begat the ancestry of Jesus. So they were able to locate prophecy and stay in one place. That's what made Abraham to know that it was not about a green land that would make him rich. He was in Goshen. So he recognized that he was in Christ, that wherever he was the land of milk and honey. So Lot was still considering physical things, that if I will go to Sodom and Gomorrah, that land, it looks like milk and honey land. But immediately Lot left Abraham, focus came for Abraham, because immediately he left, the word of the Lord came to Abraham, I've given you these lands. That means, it means that when some people live our lives, it's an avenue for God to focus our vision for us. There are some extra weights you should not be carrying. Some people in your life are extra weights. Concerning your relationships, you spend time praying in tongues. Somebody new comes into your life, you spend time praying in tongues. I am everybody's friend, you know? Everybody loves me. That's why you so commit suicide. They kill that man and they say, nobody loves me. Like, they all left me. You see? Some people go into a new house, they don't even pray. They just throw that bag, the house furniture, they just pray. I'm very secure that the house doesn't have banisters anywhere. Now they will know there's Vixor. Robbers to come with Vixor. You know Vixor? And boring instrument. For anything like that, people end up you pray the Holy Ghost. But the guy has spoken to Esther. Say, no, anything not that you are in this time in the palace for such a time as this. That is, in fulfillment of God's vision, there is a time frame to it and there is a location to it. That means it means that there is a certain location you enter, you don't do ministry. Remember, we're talking about success in God, and success in God is doing the business of God. The business of God, number one, what is number one? The business of God is your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Number two, preaching the gospel. Number three, giving. Like we saw those three things in the Bible as service to God. Just like when you work to get money, it's how you serve God to receive God's true riches. Imagine Paul refused the Spirit and still went to that place that the Spirit restrained him to go. Because he wouldn't have completed his final missionary journey. Imagine Moses allowed the pleasure of the palace to keep him there. He would have been saying, I am an apostle in this place. No, an apostle to the marketplace. You are an apostle to the marketplace. All your friends are still carnal. You have not gotten one saved. You are still an apostle. You are still doing charity. I want to be like that guy. And that guy used to give people cash. He used to give people houses. He used to give people money. He has never given anybody eternal life. He's no apostle to the marketplace, just as I'm not the devil. Hallelujah. We all know God. We're talking about time and space. Time and space. So you must recognize time. I want everybody to just stand up and put their hands on their chest. Just stand up and say, I am in God's will. I am in God's will for my life. I am in God's will for my life. I don't deviate. I'm dogged. I do the work of the ministry. I do the business of the Father. Hallelujah. We can have our seats. We'll be rounding off. We'll soon be rounding off. Before we go, we declare words over each and every one of us. I'm going to go see check my life before we leave. We declare words over ourselves. Say, word will come for me tonight.
Word will come for me tonight.
Of course, word will come for you tonight. So far, the Yaka Sofia, the coach, the Paradi, and the Cat, and the Pika Hasses. Oh, Rakta Dava Dolomosia. You see, Jesus had to prayerfully pick his 12 disciples. The whole Son of God, the God Himself. Before you pick disciples, you will go and pray all night. For you, you want to marry, you don't feel there is something to pray about. You want to change location, you don't feel that I will not change location. I beg you. Lagos seems to be a good place to go to. That's why I said, a person that actually follows God and follows men don't do like that. They are not so fast like that. Remember, it's what is your priority that will let us show at the end though. You know some people right now, Omo, if they give them a ticket right now, go abroad. They win visa lottery. Instead of talking now, there are some people that are listening to me. They are applying for visa lottery or they are applying for scholarship. Like if they are there, they are going to America. God has not told them to go. God has told them stay in Egypt for some while or stay in Egypt for some while. Do certain things. When you start going now, opportunity come but once. Opportunity come but once. Yes, opportunity come but once. Is a carnal man that sees so everything as opportunity. Because he's a carnal person. Remember, I said something that men have priorities. That's why we just cry over some people. Some people have priorities. That's when we read in Luke, the Bible said that you cannot serve both God and mammon. You must pick one. What does it mean to serve something? It means that thing can control your decisions. It can control what you do. Well, I said, feeling for this course. Because with this course, I want you to learn some certain things, that you will do some certain things here. But you say, no. Do you know when God sends you, for instance, to Unibet? God said, I've sent you to Unibet. It means that also, in normal way, since you're a student, you need to get admission of it.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes,
sir. You need to write, get admission and go. Do you know when you fail? On purpose, on the name of doing that work of God. Do you know you are failing God? Do you know? So it seems as though you are failing in carnal things, it's also making you to fail in God. There is nothing that I have failed already now. Let me just leave. But the work is not yet done. Some of us were sent. Some of us, the admission letter was sent for you to learn a class. Do you get it? For you to go through a class. But you keep skipping classes. And skipping classes, that's why you will never act. You know what I'm telling you now, you guys will not realize it now until maybe you begin to get bigger and bigger. Just grow some more. When you grow some more, like I mean by age, you will understand this. When I was 100 level there in school fellowship, all of them were prophesying, all of us prophesying on some of us, but like this one's you guys will be ministers of the gospel, spirit revival fire. We said, glory to God, Shabbatata, Shigodobokodamahasia. We go and pray, basement if you are praying for hours, praying for days, fasting, doing stuff. I'm telling you the truth. All of us graduated, maybe it's just one or two that are doing ministry. If you ask them to say, please, I want to just learn my career for 7 years, I want to learn my career for 40 years, when I'm done, I'll come and do the work of ministry. Meaning that they did not see something, they did not know something, their heart was not doubted. You know, in disobeying God, when is that disobeying once? It will open a stream for you to disobey many, many more times. You understand? Let me ask you, how can you do this? How can you do this? Let me ask you this. Because today we're going to be praying for mercy. And when I mean praying for mercy, then let the God of time and space intervene for some persons. Imagine God gave you a particular ministry or particular work for you to be doing when you are in school. And Lord told you, I want you to be holding prayer meetings as you're in school every Wednesday. Just be holding prayer meetings. Pastor Jeff, be holding prayer meetings now that you are getting to final year. Let be holding prayer meetings till you leave. And they say, no, I will not do it. But you know the way the Spirit of God works? That when you leave school, you don't do that. You know that you are supposed to have advanced to another thing. But you are feeling a pullback because you did not do the previous class. So there is no access or room to be promoted. So it's as though your life is not stopped. You are not confused. You now feel that it's by traveling. If you travel out of the state, maybe you'll be well. So you travel out of the state, you still cannot work on ministry. You still cannot do anything. Years are going, then you start up a church. Then you now start praying. That becomes prayer church. You pray, you do. Then in the next 7 years, it's Christ. You're not better than yourself. Then you now discover that, he said, I'm not in the will of God. What is the will of God for me? Because you know why? I wrote something here. That some people, the will of God for them, is to follow in a man's vision. Some of them, the will of God is for them to pioneer a vision. Whereas some of them, the vision that they are to walk in, God has given it to another man. But they have failed to recognize that. Some of them, like the vision, they will not find the beginning. They will find where they get to Makodi. And when they get to Makodi and face afflictions, they will not begin to, some things will not begin to connect. You understand? That we must follow God part time. The Bible says you will hear his voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. It's not old school to still ask the Lord, what should I do in 2021? It's not old school. It's not old school to still ask the Lord, what kind of job should I do?
everything will make you look at his own school now. Like, if you ask Lord, Lord, what kind of spouse do you want me to get married to? What kind of job do you want me to do? If you see his own school, we just see that time and chance, fate should not happen to you. That when you are confessed, when I told yourself and confess, I am in the will of God, you are setting up yourself that no matter what happens, you'll be rooted and you will stay on the will of God. You stay in the will of God for your life. That is the way to achieve the success that only God can give. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what I said? That is the only way to achieve the kind of success that only God can give. You will make the whole billions in this world and you will never be satisfied as a Christian. Neither will you even have eternal value when you get to heaven if you don't do the business of God. There's some supernatural relationship that the Lord has placed around you for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Are you spiritual enough to recognize it? Increase the microphone. Are you spiritual enough to recognize them? Those of you that think she's not my friend, we do fashion together, we play together, we go and play football together, he's just my friend, he's just not my guy, not my main guy. Then biscuits make you guys quarrel and that relationship is lost. So some people, it's 1,000 naira. Their friend borrowed their 1,000 naira. The person you pay back, they lost the relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I am ready to lose anything for Christ. And I'm ready to gain anything for Christ. In Christianity, we stand to always gain and always to lose. That is the truth. As much as you are gaining, you will also lose. There are things that you will have to lose. There are things you will have to let go. Hallelujah. This is God's wisdom. That's why I have been quoting scriptures ever since. This is God's wisdom. This is God's way. This is God's true success. We want to do the work of the ministry. We want to do the Father's business. You must get into the Father's business. And how do you get into the Father's business? What we are doing right now, learning the word of truth. We must be ready to stay put. We must be ready to trust God for anything. There's no man that ever followed God wholeheartedly that failed. Who is telling you that kind of rubbish that you will fail? Who is telling you that you are allowing time to pass? They're saying that your time is passing though. You want to be a female minister, Abby? God, who told you that God you are an apostle? Who told you you're a teacher of God's word? Time is passing, your mates are getting married. Who told you that you are in their timeline? You have a valuable book that have been written concerning you. There was something that God implanted for you to do it this year, 2020. There's something that God has in store for you to do in 2021. Not just only Java. I've had to do barbecue. No. There's a Father's business. Not just that next one that I'm going to learn how to do barbecue. Shawarma. I'm not talking about anybody. Please. If you can do something for me. I'm serious. I'm not saying, give an example. Unless you have plan. You don't have plan. You don't have prayer plan for what I will do for my Father's business. I tell myself every year, I top up the shows I win. I top it up. I top up how many people that I heal by the power of God's Spirit. As far as you are near me, you must have a mentality of the power of God. You can't come near me and not have a mentality of power. Have a mentality. You must know that there is something that only God can do, that you will not see your imperfection, like your powerlessness. You know, until man sees his powerlessness, that's when he gives glory to God. When you say, nobody could do it, nobody could have known that information. I pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, these giftings in my life, Lord, they top up every minute, every day. I'm giving to the place of prayer, I'm giving to ministry to the saints. I have an endless bank on my inside. An endless bank of God's wisdom. An endless bank of possibilities. Glory to Jesus. I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. I'll conclude you right now. I wrote something here. The thieving mindset of the just. That's the final thing. The thieving mindset of the just. Number one is the farmer. Number two is the soldier. Number three is the athlete. The Bible speaks about sowing time and harvest time. Galatians 6:8 talked about a man that sows in the flesh, that sows to the flesh, will reap the flesh. But the man that sows to the Spirit will reap of the Spirit fruits of righteousness. A believer must have that farmer mindset. Meaning that you will never reap what you did not plant. You plant rebellion, you will reap rebellion. Hallelujah. You must have that mindset of planting. Remember we said the message from Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not have his seat in the place of the scornful. But what does he do? He said, his delight is the law of the Lord, which he meditates day and night. He said, you will be like that tree that was planted in the midst of many waters, that bore its fruit in its season. And I said something before some of us came, that what it means to do the word is to hear the word. That means we want to do the word much more, hear the word much more. How do you know that this line you are going in, you will come out with success at the end? I mean, should it not scare you the way you are living your life now? How do you know? The way you know is by observing everything I just said now. Observing scriptures. How did men in scriptures get where they were going? Joseph had a dream. And he spoke about it twice. And people felt that he was not talking. That he should not have spoken. That if he had spoken, he would have had a nice time. If he had not spoken his vision, and that nice time he had that remained in his father's house, he would have fulfilled purpose. Because the way the kingdom works is to speak. So you keep speaking, I believe in my vision. I believe in his vision. I believe where God One particular time I was annoyed with my pastor, like I was telling Pastor Jeff. Like I was annoyed society. I was annoyed first of all with myself. The first thing I did was to go to start praying. I said preaching and I'm praying the Holy Ghost. I said, well, my heart is not giving to strife. Because when you are beginning to tell the Lord, I need to leave. What the Lord told you to stay in, you're not telling him, God, the time has come. You're not the God, though. From that moment on, you'll be the God that starts speaking to yourself. People don't realize that there are some mistakes you make only once. That was telling you that in the realm of the Spirit, when you do some certain things, the realm of the Spirit is fast to make your life better. It's also fast to make it useless. You know what I'm saying? It's fast to make it either better or fast to make it useless. So that moment you begin to hear wrongly and do wrongly and speak wrongly, you are facilitating your life for a disaster end. A disastrous end. So what are you planting now that you expect to receive? You want to walk miracles, you don't speak miracles, you don't speak about miracles. You want to fulfill God's vision in your life, you don't declare it. The only person that knows your vision is you. And like I'm hiding it, I don't want the devil to know. What is that? The Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And immediately he went unto the synagogue and opened Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he said, in this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. And everybody began to look at him. He was audacious. But the apostle spoke. He said, the Lord that called me, he said, I was not disobedient after the seas. That's an old Agrippa, King Agrippa. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. That I was called unto the, as an apostle unto the Gentiles, to bring men out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and to preach the remission and forgiveness of sins in Christ. He was that accurate. He knew the vision. He knew what he had. He knew what he saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I tell my guys that, how you know that the future will actually be full of water? Is when right now you begin to see trickles. You begin to see what? Trickles. You are seeing some elements. How many of us are seeing trickles in our lives? Ah, yeah, but that's. You are seeing signs of rainfall. And that's what God has told you. You are seeing. If you are not seeing signs of rainfall, it means that you have not started. You need to start. It's not like starting a business. And your mind, you're like, I go make him, I go make him, but you're not selling the business. That I go make him will only be in the mind. You need to engage, you need to begin to do something. As you begin to walk with the Lord, you begin to observe that there are shikus, there are elements of signs of rain, like a little hand in the sky. There are elements, there are shikus, there are... It means that one day, when the cloud is full of water, it will pour. Glory to Jesus. You do what? It will pour, surely. It will pour. It will pour. Somebody speak it out. It will pour. You cannot harvest what you did not plant. You have been planting rubbish since you have been thinking a small boy. I didn't just keep planting rubbish. You will harvest crap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Let's look up. Baran of Abraham to give supreme years. You know, there was a particular time in my life, genuinely, I used to always complain of financial up and down, and also complain of like I've been complaining of, bring this back, like I've been complaining like not being fair based for the Lord. Not like in a moment, today you win so, tomorrow you don't win, like that, you are having issues with your life. But at least you are seeing small, small results. I mean, as you begin to enjoy growth and process, times begin to come that those occurrences stop. You now begin to enjoy free flow. You need to accept some issues because you're not planted, you're not said anything, you're not done anything. Some people think they are followers, some people think they are faithful only in their mind. Or one day, I will do the divine business. One day, I will do the divine business. One day. That's why you see a believer 40 years old. He's still having issues to open common blind eye. Now I told you guys, like, I've seen miracles of eyes, I've seen miracles of ears, I've seen miracles of name, I've seen miracles. By God's grace, I've seen small miracles. I've seen miracles. And those miracles that I've seen was a result of consistency. So let me just share one that happened recently that I shared before. Because I like sharing repeated testimonies, so you will get the point. Like when I went to, it was Ore, like when I went to Ore, yes, it was Ore, went to. And it was even three of us, me, Pastor Jeff, and Stella, that prayed for him, like native doctor. That guy, that father, prayed for him. And the guy's eyes did not restore back. So I was angry, I was pissed off. I went back home after the accident. Same prayer. I prayed one simple prayer point, see, important point. One prayer point, sight. I have sight. Now I strengthen myself. I mean, we're going to put it up. We saw someone that had 90 blindness. The person got 100% healed. Glory to Jesus. Do you know if I had not gone to Ore and done that, I would have not done it to Port Harcourt. It's easy. It's that way. That's my natural ease. So right now I can boldly say that I will see a blind eye and I will open it in the name of Jesus. Because I've passed the classes. Hallelujah. I've just used that kind of that little example of miracles. Never in fulfilling God's mission, you must be, you have never served. And some people have never served 10 people, but they want to serve a million. You have never been diligent to serve this, to be faithful in small, but they believe they can be faithful in much. Already going against the wisdom of God. They have never been consistent to anybody or anything. Those kind of persons cannot be entrusted with the true riches of God. Men are riches. I'm coming to the end of the meeting now. Men are the reward that God gives people. Men. When you know that God has given to bless you, is that God does not just give you money. What is money? Money can tell. God begins to give you the gift of men. The supply of men. You don't drop it. The issue that some of you are having now, that you are not being able to close a deal with Dangote, is that you are not meant the man that doing. The reason why we are in this building, boiling point, like this, in this place, is because we have not yet met some certain people. But have we met some certain people? Have we met men? Of course, now see people around, and they are men, and they are not men. That favor that you see that close to you now, almost, is a woman of God. I'm not saying that of to hype her or to hype anybody. It's a privilege to know Omo. It's a privilege to know Reverend. It's a privilege to know you. It's a privilege to know each and every one of us here. It's a privilege because I know that in the next few years we can never remain the same because we are. Pastor Chris, you said something. He said, "Say go for the word. You will come back with the word. So you will come back with a testimony. That was as far as you stay with the word." And that thing, the Bible says, a soldier. It says, endure hardship. And that mindset of the just is the mindset of a soldier. It says, endure hardship as a good soldier unto the Lord. That is the hardship that comes with the process of the war. You acknowledge that those afflictions are but light afflictions that waited for a far exceeding glory. That's when you begin to look at afflictions, that afflictions will turn out for your good. Oh, glory to Jesus. That all things will turn out for my good. Hallelujah. And lastly, the mindset of the athlete. He said, I run not like one beating the air, but I run try to gain mastery that I may do what? That I may get the prize. An athlete is focused. An athlete goes for mastery. An athlete does not eat ever before he goes to run. He will fall down and die. He eats only ever will choke up his bones. I think you know, he doesn't eat ever horse. So the laboratory is you be dead. It's not the so he keeps fit. This basement of what I want to say is only children that I eat from everywhere. That you are full is not a sign that you are healthy. So that's not where I just came. Praise God. I don't like saying things like that. Sorry, that somebody is filled up, that somebody has big stomach does not mean that it's healthy. That somebody is boasting you, telling you. I eat yam, I don't eat yam. 6 bags of yam. So you just eat like that. 6 bags of garri. That person will die. That's how your mother used to tell you, don't be eating everywhere, you will soon eat poison. But some believers eat anywhere. Everywhere there is party, they go. You know what I mean by party? There is one, because the person is holding mic. That's why they have prophesied that you're a witch. Then the next meeting prophesied that you are actually a good person. The other one have prophesied that you'll be a banker. The other one have prophesied that no, you'll be a teacher of God's word. You have received diverse prophecies. Your faith has changed. Even God does not recognize you. You know some people hear things. They walk like this. They don't hear. My son, I have called you to farm the earth. Be an agriculturist for me and myself. Let's say, yes, Lord. Then let's have their prayer. Shalom, blah, blah, blah. Let's say, I have come to hunt. To hunt the deep things of the forest. I do not wonder that somebody just told me right now that God told you to be an evangelist. He now read the journal. God now told you that he's not an apostle. Then he now listens to over angel. God now says, I have come as a prophet from your mother's womb. They have had the Bible gifts. They have had everything there. Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Anyway, party is here. They want. Say, I'm an athlete. You are focused. You watch your diet. An athlete watches his diet because he must be swift. And there is a prize that is looking at Ayabala that has his. So he does not break the rules. Because you know that when he breaks the rules, even though he reaches before anybody else, he will fail. Because running another man's track is already failure based on the rules. Shortcuts to making it in ministry. Shortcuts to making it in business. Papa, you're not a woman being your spirit. Right now your spirit are in prison. Spirit now is not in prison.
Oh God.
You are jailing now. It's not on your own. Why? Make it fast. Make it quick skin. God is not MMM. It's not a make it quick skin. There is a price ahead. If the price ahead genuinely is souls, so why are you doing the things you are doing? If genuinely the price you have in your heart is to make souls come to Christ, why not do the things you are doing? Ask yourself, if the goal is that men are saved and men are disciples, then why the exercise? Why the things? If the price is to disciple men, we will judge it by how you come from it. We will judge it by how you go out to preach to those people you go out to preach to. How you prepare, what's your disposition? The kind of words you use, are you careful with the words you use? No, we talk about all this motif, every single thing. The attitude, you can remember now, the attitude towards service. When we said talking about faithfulness, integrity, love, fervency, humility, not humility, humility, the real one. Humility is standing in the case of God, where God has placed you. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say again, I am in the will of God.
In the will of God.
I am in the time of God. I am never out of time. Be a believer that always seeks counsel from God before you do anything. Don't allow time and chance to rule your life. Don't allow time. You see, we don't speak now. This like this about we said maybe talking by first about 24/7. We said something about like 1:30, right? This about 4:30. That is over 3 hours. That like talking, say one thing. You cannot but leave this meeting and not know all we have said. Not some people listen to meetings like this and just pick the point. Praise Jesus. That's how we summarize. I hope with these 3 points of mine, I've been able to convince you that God's success is not a Bugatti, is not a Rolls Royce. God's true riches is Himself. Is the price that lies ahead of this material time. And if truly it lies ahead of this material time, we must do it God's way. We must do it God's way. We must do it God's way. You know the word of God is the answer for all things. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know the word of God is the answer for all things. Jesus said, and they came to hear and they healed. And if they had thirst, and then healing and power followed. They had something first. Jesus never held a prophetic meeting. Jesus never held a miraculous meeting. Read the whole Bible at one life and life from Matthew to John. He never did. Jesus never came out and said, today this is a miracle meeting. And destroyed the mighty reason. He never did that. It was every time he teaching meeting. What happened was that their expectations and their desires without into it. Not like he was called rabbi more often. The prophetic ministry of Jesus was seen in his obedience to the written scripture. That's where his prophetic ministry was found. As I see my father do, so I also do. So it means that the prophetic ministry, a prophet is one that can teach you the scriptures, open the scriptures to you, for you to see yourself inside and walk in it. Now, in this world meeting, who can boldly say he's called to be a tailor? Is there anybody like that? You are not seeing the vision that you are called to be a fashion designer. You know, of course, you can't see that after this kind of meeting. You now begin to relocate where you are in the body of Christ. You begin to relocate what you are, who God has called you as. In the body of Christ, what kind of capacity do you stand in the body of Christ? You know, there was a wave there that came in our fellowship time. Remember, everybody began to say, I ran up, everybody began to say things like, let's not be too spiritual, don't spiritualize everything. We need to go into business because they felt that pastors would be poor for life. I don't understand. They did not have sense. So they felt that. You being a pastor is you sentencing yourself to poverty. So instead of them to do the work of the ministry, I won't say the work of the ministry, everybody else feels that when you say the work of the ministry, be a pastor, you get like, oh my. So they said, you guys will be poor, we will do business, I will finance you guys. So you now look at those being pastors are at the mercy, do you understand? At the mercy of people. So, when anybody begins to realize that even pastors are not doing business and prospering, and they should do the work of ministry effectively, they are not angry. that God is a cheater of men. How did God cheat you? I don't understand. It's like he promised himself to have brain. Do you understand? Like, how you're cutting so far? Yes, I mean, yes. I said something on my WhatsApp one time, long time ago. I said, when I have three Ferraris, a mansion duplex, about 5 cuts across, listen to the word, I will write it on my WhatsApp status. I will see if WhatsApp thing exists, I'll write it. That multinational speaking is scam. Some of these speakers now texted me that, why am I talking like that? And I said, it's actually scam. Because you serving the Lord does not denote poverty. Now, I'm not even saying because that's common sense. It does not denote that you have failed your academics. It does not denote any of those sorts of things. Those are lies of the devil. Nobody does the work of ministry and fail in life because we are doing the work of ministry. People fail in life because we are lazy. Look at Jesus. Who fails in life because we are lazy? The work of ministry is our priority. That's what we do. That's what we do for a living. I am first a Christian. I am first an ambassador of Christ. That's what rules me. Check it through scriptures. Because some people have not just learned contentment. They have not learned contentment. They are always in a drive for competition. The guys right now that are in their 20s and they are doing fraud with Lexus up and down, do you think they are happy? You open their brain, there's nothing there. It's just something that is just doing from their beating. That's the only thing that is in the brain. No right talk in that brain. There's no, just some people only have material brain, they don't have soulish brain. What I call soulish brain? There's no mental reasoning. It's just element of feud, blood, and what comprises the physical brain. It's not the will of God. So when we are brought, let's rise from our feet right now. When we are brought into Christianity, we were brought into the system of service to God. Once you became born again, you are enlisted into God's workforce immediately. It's not that this one do pass. That's not they do pass. That's not the spirit of. When we go, the moment you say, I receive Jesus, in a split second, we were enlisted into God's army. Either as frontliners, either as a captain of thousands, either as a 100, if we're in the 100, either as a captain of 10, as a captain of whatsoever, who are enlisted. Right now, we're praying the Holy Ghost and they're going to be looking into the Spirit. Lord, what do you want me to do? What will you have me to do? That is the best question you ever ask God in this December. Not God making nonsense to institutions that don't work. Lord, what will you have me to do? The word of the Lord for us, 2021, is the year of the spread and doing the will of the Lord. That is, the way we spread is by doing His will. Ask the Lord, Lord, what is your will for me? What will you have me to do? What will you have me to do? What will you have me to do? Shababa hatalaba hatalagadash. Digodomoko sipaladabahatis. Rakta dafte supra gata legizo. Rakta deleke supra raka dagada shapaladaha. Balaga de Gisho Pragadagadesta, Rata Gisto Branda Lagadias, Secadegadegadegabahas, So Rata Gasti Labadegis, Papadabaha, Subi the Spiritus, Rata Lagadabaha, Shalabaha, the Kesset of Rokotelegadelebelegadias, No one will have to Rata Banda Naba Shata Naba Dagaba, Shaba Baba Baba Kapanatas, Shakadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegad Katanabaya, Shagadabana Takosa, Rata Kate Kobra Katana Kesula Babaha, Jedadadadadadadadas, Madigo Sopre Ketegas, Hababababaha, Shadabahatis, Banataka Shipanatakabaha, Shikapanataha. Let's begin your prayer next to me. See our time. Rata Bada Kapa Takatanabaha, Shapanatakabaha, Soparata Katanabahash. Oh, Rata Baba Yadalada Baha, Shibanada Baha, Rata Gada Gada, I'm a wise Master Gida, haha, I'm a wise Master Gida, I know how to build according to the rules, Papa Papa Rata Gada Gada, Oh, glory to God. Rakatalabaye. Shalabate Borabalabahate. Baketida Babaya. Someone will give bent palms. Shake to the Bokote de Baya. Rakakabaye Korobosiata. Shapabaye. Badinigidish. Badatato Shata. Rakapateko Shike Benefis. In the name of Jesus. You see, in walking with the Lord, start with the little things that the Lord begins to instruct you to do. Start with those little things that the Lord begins to instruct your heart to do. So that God begins to tell you, pray for Fiji. The other time God began to tell me, I just want to be praying for the nations. I never knew that I would even do ministry like this. So I started praying for nations. And then supernaturally, I was beginning to have supernatural experiences where I can be standing and be in another nation. One time I even experienced translation by simply intercessory prayers. I'm impressed that if God tells me to do something, I must do it. If I don't do that, I will die. You must get that kind of place that if God tells me now to go to visit me, I will go. I don't see the fear. I'm not scared. That's why I hear God the way I hear God. I hear God crazy. You understand? There's a certain decision they did that Barry did that I had not said. Kabara. I used to tell people that close to me, I don't have dreams. So. You know other dreams that you supposed to have that consume pursue, or maybe you have dreams that maybe you did something during the day. You now have dreams in the night. I don't have dreams. The only dreams I have is supernatural visions. I'm not just before God and I know. I don't have dreams. It's a state whereby hearing God becomes manifestedly easy. It's not because it's not a gift. It's not just because it's not a gift. It's because it's not your hobby. You can never say God knows the people that will never say no to him. I am that man. Say I am that man. God knows that when he said I want someone to do some crazy things, he knows the people to tell. He knows the people to tell, not cowards. Men of Siva. No, you see cowards are seeking out. Kemba, Lord has given you a word, you want to speak to this particular person. You will write the letter and say, I'm going to speak to God. Say, Lord, Lord says you will not be in office again. I'm sorry. The highest thing you can do is to kill the mortal body, and you can't even kill the mortal body because the word that sent me is protecting me. Some people don't understand what they mean by supernatural deliverances. Why? Because they have not put God's word to it. I was in medicine very late in the night, and I was about to do, and I remember something that, God sent me to medicine. I cannot die in the land God has sent me. The land God has sent me is the land flowing of milk and honey. Did you get it? You read your prayer talks. You begin to pray in tongues. You begin to pray in tongues. Right now, I'm going to be praying. I say, Lord, I'm that man. I hear your voice and I do accordingly. I don't know how to disobey. I've lost the ability to disobey God. Shapa kabalatas. I've lost the ability not to hear God. Abalata so balatatabaha. La ba 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 ba. I am not faint hearted. I am not faint hearted. I'm done it. Kongo to Koshiba ladabaha. Shagabeletes. Jesus called the man, and the man said, let me go and beat my family shoplifting. So the man that has put his hand upon the floor and turned back is not worthy for the work, yo. I beg you, man, not worthy. You are seeing this little excuse that your parents are not like to do this, you know, joke. Your parents will give feeding once at the age of 35. You will leave your mother's house at the age of 41. When you get married, you still be coming for pot of soup. Because you don't know where to live. You don't know where to spread out. Balakesho. It's not for revenge. No, it's that who are my brothers and my sisters? Jesus, they ask Jesus. Jesus asked Father, in the God are those that do the will of my Father that has sent me. Kerebo Shapa Bahata Nagadabaha. Shapa Rateko Sila Bahata. God consume me, Holy Ghost. Aya, papa, kata, with unquenchable passion. Kabadate, shabaladias. They wrote that katakadadas. Aladama, they show Rada, the Siva, Rada, Kabana, Telemena, Shalabayata. Hey, in the name of Jesus, the way we are praying, we are not standing though. Would it be when I'm comfortable that we are praying? Hallelujah. I was telling them that I don't know why when generations want to give to another generation, it would seem as though the older generation did better than the new ones. And that is not the Bible way. The Bible way is that the later should always be greater than the one, than the former. Even Jesus speaking, he said, greater what shall you do? And the apostles actually did it. You see, when I was trained, when I was coming up as a Christian, it was 6 hours prayers. 6 hours Bible study. That's how I was raised up. 6 hours Bible study. It's normal. That's why you see me doing stress routines like this. We'll pray all through the night and even all through the day. It was a normal thing, normal something. But now you see people that are chicken out. How will you not chicken out? Will you not even pray? I don't understand. You look at the God, you have not seen a God that is more able than bullet. That's how you will die. When you recognize God, iron will not break God, and I'm inside God. Iron learns to break God. It's because our mindset of God is that He's powder. That's how we see a weakly God that cannot respond. Because first of all, we don't have obedience to Him, so we don't have the energy to make Him respond. Like, we don't have the energy to respond to supernatural power. You cannot be protected. Where you feel like where you are, where you do gospel, you don't get anything. You don't get anything. Now you are before God with all your bogarts and all your riches. Without His business, you are poor. You are the poorest man in the kingdom. You are so poor, we can never envy you. We die to envy you. I'd rather die than envy a man not doing God's business. I will die. Let me die against. Let me kill myself and envy that kind of person. Shola Bahatas. God's truly is in His business. People just speak in tongues. Must be that talking. That man tells us rubbish. I just made 6 figures. So now, who do I help? You have not made 6 figures in souls. You have made 6 figures. Who does that help? So kabala da da ba aladias. Rada ba kase lego ba rada da ba. Shaka bala da ba kosi bala da ba. Shaka bala lego safari dias. La ba 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 ba. Lost capacity for missions. Come for me. Raka da 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 ba. I am in the will of God. Shaka bala lego sa. Rada bayata. Some of us, if we have stayed in Safara, we have lost fire. You have to stay in the location God says stay. Rada bahati negadesh. I will be what you called me to be. I'll say yes. Lord, I give my desire to shine so brightly. To be what you called me to be. That's what I'll be. You're going to be shouting in tongues over your head. My life will make sense in God. I will be a source.